you have reached 14OK.com and are tuned into the J Bulldog Sports Network. It's back home for your Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs, and tonight they take on the Catoosa Indians. Let's get out to Bulldog Arena and your announcer for tonight's game, Randy Webb.
All right, folks, this is Randy Webb coming to you live here from the Bulldog Arena. It's homecoming night. So your boys will be playing the first game tonight here against the Catoosa Indians. So this should be a pretty good basketball game tonight as the Catoosa Indians come in with a record of 16-4. Your J Bulldogs come in with a record of 14-3. Catoosa overall is ranked number 14 in the state, with your Bulldogs being ranked number 13. So, should be an exciting game to start the evening off here as we're getting ready to get to play the national anthem here and get this ball game ready to go here. So, Jay Boyce coming off of an exciting win on Tuesday night against Iowa. And your J Bulldogs tonight looks like they're going to have Gabe Simpson back here. So, looking forward to a great basketball game to get this night going on here. Lineups here tonight as we get ready to get this thing kicked off. So, as the ladies are sitting in homecoming court here to start the night, so the boys are starting this game off tonight. Once again, two pretty good basketball teams here tonight. This should be a good game, as was the game Tuesday at Iowa. So, Bulldogs trying to get tuned up here for the playoffs, starting here pretty quick. The districts will get started first. And don't forget tomorrow night, your J Bulldogs travel to Grove to take on the Grove Ridge Runners. So we got two nights of basketball here this weekend. All right, so the Catoosa Indians have their starting lineups announced, and here come your J Bulldogs starting lineups tonight. So, start number two is going to be sophomore Daylon Simpson. And then number 22, senior Stormy Taylor. We've got number 34, senior Kobe Butter. We've got number 53, senior John Calder, and number 0, senior Garrett Sweeney will be your starters once again tonight for the Bulldogs. Gabe Simpson is dressed out tonight. We'll see if he gets on the court. No, he's coming back from a little getting his knee worked on a bit, but hopefully he'll be ready to go here tonight too. All right, so John Crawford lines up here, gets up 20 for the Indians, get ready for the tip-off here, and we are just about to get underway here. All right, John Crawford tips the ball back to number 34, Kobe Butler, who hands it off to Zeke Simpson, and we're underway here. Simpson hands the ball off to number 0 here, Garrett Sweeney, but gets it back over the left-hand side to Simpson, who tries to get Sweeney back down in the right-hand wing there. And gets the ball knocked out of bounds by number 20, Tusa. So Simpson gets the ball, throws it back inbounds to Sweeney. He dribbles over to the left-hand side, gets the ball where Stormy Taylor drives the baseline, but he doesn't have a shot. He throws it back out to Tusa. He loses his handle on the ball and is picked up by number 23. He's going to take an easy layup. And number 22, Stormy Taylor tosses the ball in to brings it down, gets it down low, and it's going to be picked up by number 10 as the Indian, who gets it across midcourt here, tosses it back up to the top of the key to number 23, who gets it over to the right wing, number 22, to the left wing here, and try to get a shot off, but it's blocked by Garrett. And it's going to be deflected right on over to Zeke Simpson, who gets the ball down to Sweeney as they bring it down court. Sweeney tosses it back out to Taylor, who takes a three-point shot and misses. Then Sweeney gets the ball, takes the shot, and he's going to be fouled, but it looks like he's going to call the foul before that shot gets off here. So it'll be J-ball back out of bounds here as Zeke Simpson gets ready to throw the ball in. Simpson gets it over to Sweeney on the left wing here. Sweeney's going to try to drive baseline, gets cut off. He tosses it back inside to Stormy Taylor, who gets a nice two-point shot off the glass here to tie the ball game up with 6:38 left to go here in the first. The ball is right back out across midcourt. And they get it over to number 10, the guard. He's going to drive it down the baseline. He gets cut off there by John Culver, and then he throws the ball back out to number 5. He takes a long three-point shot and misses, and that ball's rebounded by John Culver. Simpson brings it across midcourt here. He sets his offense up to the top of the key, throws it over the left-hand side to Stormy Taylor, who throws it on down to Garrett Sweeney. Sweeney doesn't have an open shot. He tosses it inside to John Culver, and then he tries to Culver tries to go baseline and throws it, gets picked off there by number 23, who gets across midcourt here. And they get it up to number 10 on the top of the key. He drives and looks for a jumper, doesn't have anything open, so he tosses it back outside to number 22, takes a 3-point shot and misses. Once John Bulldogs gets the ball back across midcourt here, Sweeney sets up the offense. He's going to hand the ball off to Kobe Butler here, who tosses it right to Stormy Taylor, who gets it back over to Sweeney. And Taylor, Stormy's going to drive in for about a 12-point jumper, and he hits the two-pointer. But the 4-2 Bulldog lead here as Stusa brings the ball back across midcourt. Got it out to number 22, but it's stolen by Stormy Taylor, who takes the ball down and shoots a layup and misses, but Zeke Simpson is right there and picks the ball up and gets it in the goal. 6-2 lead. Now the Bulldogs have a full court press on, but the Indians beat that, get it across full court here. They're looking for somebody down low there, number 20, and he can't get it. The ball's going to be deflected to Stormy Taylor. Bulldogs bring it down back down across the court. They get it out to number 0, Garrett Sweeney on the right-hand side, who drains the three-point shot to give the Bulldogs a 9-2 lead here with 4:35 left to go here in the first period. And the Stusa Indians take a timeout right there to kind of get regrouped here as the Bulldogs have jumped out to a 7-point lead here quickly. So Bulldogs getting the ball up and down the court, hitting their shots. Katusa is having trouble getting the ball in the goal here so far in this ball game. So Bulldogs get ready to break their huddle. Come back. So 4:35 on the floor here to get going with 4:35 left to go in the first. Indians get the ball down on there in the court, get it to the point guard who brings it across midcourt, no press that time. Other than he comes up and gets steals the ball at midcourt, takes it in for the layup. Second, he was assisted there by number 22, Stormy Taylor, for the 11-3 J Bulldogs lead. As the Indians get the ball back across midcourt here, once again, they get the ball carrier, or the point guard out towards the midcourt here, and they steal the ball again. Big Simpson takes it down, tries to shoot a layup, misses, it's rebounded by Kielsen. They get the ball, come all the way back down the other way, can't get a shot down low, so they throw it back outside the number 10 guard here. Then, Sidey goes down, would have a shot, two number 10 point shot, misses, it's rebounded by Stormy Taylor. He gets the ball. All in to John Culver, who back out the street. He's got two defenders on him out of the top to Stormy Taylor. Puts back out to Sweeney. Sweeney throws it over to the right hand side to Dick Simpson, who takes a long three and misses, and there's rebounded by number five, and the Indians quickly push it back. They try to get it down inside to number 20, and he's set off by John Culver. They throw it back outside to number 23, who drives it. The ball inside, gets the shot off, and misses, and the ball is taken away right there. But Sweeney, who takes the ball all the way down, he fouled before. We're going to call a foul on the shot. Sweeney's going to lose. So that foul's going to be called on number five here for the Indians. So Garrett Sweeney will line up here for his first of two shots. 3:02 left to go here in the first. It's an 11-2. Simpson's first shot bounces in and out of the goal by John Culver and Stormy Taylor are going out, and we've got Toby Sixkiller and Gabe Simpson in the game. Sweeney takes the second shot and hits it. All in, just ready to bring it down the court here. So, for here number 23, he's got it around midcourt being guarded by 20. He hands the ball down to the right-hand key, guarded by Gabe Simpson. They try to get it back down again, but 20's guarded by Simpson. He drives in for the shot, and it is rejected. Blocked there by Gabe Simpson on a nice block. That's the number 23. Takes the long two-point shot and misses, but he gets his own rebound here. He's going to drive back in, try to get a shot off, and they're going to call a foul right there on that one. So they're going to put 23 at the line here for two, and they're going to call that foul on the shot. So the 12-2 J Bulldog lead, 2:20 left to go here in the first. Up and no good here. Here for shot number two. Second shot, hot heels up. Oh, it's the lead here. Gabe Simpson gets the ball, throws it back in to Garrett Sweeney. Sweeney pushes it down the court quickly to number two. Zeke Simpson is going to drive the ball in, and he gets a nice little layup there for two. Over number 20 there of the Indians. 14-3, J Bulldog lead. 23 of the Indians pushes across the midcourt. He gets it over to the right key, number 22. He tosses it back out to the top of the key, number 10. He's looking for a shot, doesn't have one, as he's guarded by Sweeney. Tosses it back over the left-hand side to 22. He's going to drive the ball down the court. He drives baseline, gets a shot here, and they're going to call a foul here on Zeke Simpson. So the shot is good. 22 to line up here for the extra shot, the bonus shot here. All right, so he shoots that, misses. It's rebounded by Garrett Sweeney. Pushes it quickly down the court once again to Zeke Simpson, who takes a long two-point shot and misses here. Again by the Indians. 23 brings it down the court. He gets cut off in the middle of the line there. Pops it. The left-hand key, number 22, who hits a nice three-point shot right there. 8 Bulldog lead now. As the Bulldogs are pushing the ball down the court quickly, Sweeney gets it down to number 10, Dalton Tanner. Tanner doesn't have a shot open, so he throws it back out to the top of the key here to Sweeney. We're to number two here. Get the ball inside to number 34, Kobe Sixkiller. Kobe's going to be fouled on the shot here, so he's going to line up too. All right, so Kobe Sixkiller comes to the line here. His first shot is right in the goal here. 15-8 Bulldog lead. Number two. That shot is up and it's in. So it's a 16-8 Jay Bulldog lead here. As the Indians get the ball for midcourt, we've got a minute left to go here. So they get it over to the left hand side, nothing open there. As number 22 is guarded by Dalton Tanner. Keen, and they push it over to the left wing. The number 23 takes a long 2-point shot and misses. It's rebounded by number 20, but he's going to be called for the travel. So it'll go back to the Bulldogs here. We're going to rotate Dalton Tanner, 66 killer out. We've got Kobe Butter, John Culver, and Stormy Taylor back in the game. Bulldogs get the ball back, get it quickly across midcourt here. And Stormy Taylor goes out of space. It's rebounded here by number 20. And the Indians get it across midcourt, 27 seconds left to go here. They get a 3-point shot off by number 10 who misses, but it's going to be rebounded there by number 5, and he's going to be fouled here. Looks like Gabe Simpson on the shot. So number 5 for the Indians to line up here for 2. That'll be Simpson's second personal foul here. All right, number 5 lines up, hits the first shot. Back to the 16-9 Bulldog lead here. Please take the second one. 22 seconds left to go here in the first. He misses it. It's rebounded by Stormy Taylor. Stormy's going to get it over to Garrett Sweeney. Sweeney's going to bring it down court looking for the final shot of the first period here. All right, Sweeney pushes it down court here to Kobe Butter. Again, 2 here. John Culver to get a shot here. John will be fouled by Rod here at the end. So John Culver will line up here for 2 shots. 3 seconds left to go here in the first. Culver gets the first shot up and it's good. And it looks like they're going to rotate out Zeke Simpson and Gabe Simpson here. So one Simpson brother out, the other one in here as John Culver lines up for the second shot and misses that one. It's rebounded by number 22 at Cusa. They get the ball back, try to take a wild shot from across midcourt. It's no good. So, period here from the Bulldog Arena, homecoming night versus the Cusa Indians. This is Randy Webb. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsFeedOK.com.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the Jay Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and Jay or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844, or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
Here starts the second period with the Deer Bulldogs with a 17-9 lead here over the Cusa Indians. Cusa gets the ball here. Gets the kid, trying to get a shot down inside. They can't get anybody open. Finally, number 23 tries to drive the lane and hits a 2-point shot, jump shot right there over Kobe Butter. Garrett Sweeney gets the ball, brings it back down the court here. Gets it to the right-hand side to Zeke Simpson, and Simpson tosses the ball back out to Sweeney. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Bulldog ball. tonight. So swing the ball just across the midcourt line. He tosses it back in here to Stormy Taylor. Stormy tosses it back to Sweeney. Sweeney dribbles the ball over and gets it in the right wing to Zeke Simpson, who gets it inside to John Culver. John doesn't have a shot, so he tosses it back out to 22 Stormy Taylor. Over to Simpson, who gets it back to Taylor. Taylor has the ball in, looking for a shot here, and it looks like he's going to be called for traveling. Ball goes back to the Indians here with 7:05 left to go here in the second period. Number 10 of Catoosa brings the ball back across midcourt here. Looking to get their offense set up. They try to get number 14 over in the left wing. He's going to try to drive baseline. And can't get anything. He tries to get a bounce pass over to number 23, but it looks like it's going to be deflected out of bounds by the Bulldogs. So the Indians will get the ball back out of the bounds. Number 22 tosses it into 14. He drives it in, takes a jump shot, and misses. The ball's going to be deflected back across midcourt here, but it's picked up by number 23. The Indians, he gets it back inside to number 30, who gets a quick shot off for two. 13 Bulldog lead as Garrett Sweeney brings the ball back across this quarter. Sweeney gets wait for his offense to get set up here. He throws the ball over to number 22, Stormy Taylor to the right. Taylor throws it back out to Sweeney. Sweeney bounces the ball inside to Taylor, who gets it deflected away, but it's picked up by Kobe Better. They get it back outside to John Culver, who's got Sweeney inside now, and he can't get anything going, so he gets it out to number 22, Stormy Taylor. Stormy hands the ball back to the key here. Sweeney tosses it back over to Sweeney back to Sweeney tosses it to Stormy Taylor. Taylor back to Sweeney in the right hand wing, and Sweeney drains the three right there to give the Bulldogs 20-13 lead. Indians push the ball back across the court here quickly. They've got number 22 down in the left wing, and he's going to hit a 3-point shot. So 20-16 Bulldogs. This Simpson throws the ball in to Garrett Sweeney here. Sweeney slowly brings the ball back across midcourt. Over the right-hand side to Zeke Simpson. Simpson sends it back to Sweeney. Sweeney sends it this time to the left-hand side. Number 22, Stormy Taylor. Taylor throws it to Sweeney. Sweeney throws it all the way back across the court to number 2, Zeke Simpson, who's going to get the ball deflected away from him. Picked up by 23 of the Indians, who gets it back across all the way down and shoots. Goes for a layup, and it's missed. And picked up by number 22 there. Bulldogs bring the ball all the way back down the court. They get it to Zeke Simpson down in the right wing, and he's going to drain a three. 23-16 Bulldogs with 4:59 left to go here in the second. As the Indians get the ball back, get it back across midcourt. They get it down low, can't get a shot off. They toss it back out to number 22 across the three-point line, and he takes the shot and misses. It's rebounded by Kobe Butter. Butter gets it back over to Sweeney, who pushes it down the court. He's looking down low for John Culver, trying to drive baseline. John doesn't have an opening. He bounce passes the ball to Kobe Butter, takes the shot, misses. Put it back and get it out to Zeke Simpson, takes a three-point shot and misses, and it's rebounded here by number 23 of the Indians. As he brings the ball back down the court quickly, they're going to call number 22, Stormy Taylor, the Bulldog, for a foul. So it's going to be Indian ball back out of bounds here. 4:26 left to go in the second. 23-16 Bulldog lead as they're going to rotate in, it looks like, Dalton Tanner and Kobe Sixkiller and send, Stormy Taylor and John Culver to the bench here. All right, so Indians get the ball. They're going to bring it back in. Bounce here, and they're going to be called. It looks like on the traveling here. So Dalton Tanner throws the ball into Sweeney. Sweeney brings it across midcourt. Throws it to the right-hand side to Zeke Simpson. He throws it all the way back across the court to Sweeney. Sweeney's up top here. To Zeke Simpson, who had an opening there for a minute, but it quickly closes up here. And they're going to call. Looks like they're going to call Garrett Sweeney there for travel. So it's going to go back to the Indians here. 23-16 lead, just under 4 minutes to go here in the second. And bring the ball across midcourt and send the point guard. Has the ball, he's guarded by Dalton Tanner here. Like he gets it over to the right-hand side to number 22, gets it back up to the top of the key to 23, takes a three-point shot, misses. It's rebounded by Kobe Better, who gets the ball back over to Garrett Sweeney. and Sweeney brings it across midcourt and plays for his offensive setup here. And Sweeney gets it to the right-hand side to Zeke Simpson, who gets it back up top of Dalton Tanner. Then they've got Zeke Simpson down low and throws a nice pass. Sweeney throws a nice pass to him, but he misses the shot out of here by the Indians to get it back across midcourt. And they're going to be called... Looks like number 23 here for the Indians is going to be called on a foul. He's just pushing off Dalton Tanner right there. So the Bulldogs get the ball back. Sweeney brings the ball slowly across midcourt. 3:07 to go here. Sweeney tosses it left to Dalton Tanner, who gets it over to Zeke Simpson. Zeke throws it all the way back across the court to Sweeney. He takes a long three-point shot and misses. It's rebounded by the Indians. They get it across midcourt. They look at number 22 out around the three-point line, but he's guarded by Zeke Simpson. They get it down low to number 30. He's guarded by Kobe Sixkiller, but he gets a jump shot over Sixkiller for two. The 23-18 ball game here. Your Bulldogs ahead. 2:35 left to go in the second. All right, Sweeney gets the ball across midcourt. They get the ball down inside to number 34 here, Kobe Sixkiller. And Kobe gets the ball knocked out of his hands, and there's going to be a foul called here on number 34, Kobe Butter. So the Indians will get the ball back and get it inbound, get it across midcourt here. Looking for number 22 on the left-hand side, tries to drive the baseline, and Dalton Tanner picks up off the pass right there, gets it down court. He tosses the ball out to number 2, Zeke Simpson takes a three-point shot, misses. Ball's rebounded by Garrett Sweeney. He goes up for a shot, misses, gets his own rebound, and gets a foul on the second try here. So Sweeney's going to line up. All right, Sweeney takes the first shot and misses here. And the Bulldogs are going to rotate Kobe Sixkiller and Kobe Butter out and bring back John Culver and Stormy Taylor. All right, Sweeney misses the second shot. Still a 23-18 Bulldog lead here as the Indians get the ball. And number 5 brings it across midcourt here. He gets it over to the left wing to number 23, who bounce passes over to number 22, takes a long three-point shot, misses. It's rebounded there by Dalton Tanner, who gets the ball over to number 22 here, Stormy Taylor. Stormy's going to drive all the way down, take a two-point shot, and they're going to call him for a charge here. Good, but they're going to call the charge on him, so goes in, but it's no good. So Kusa gets the ball back. Number 5 pushes it down court. He tries to go all the way down, gets cut off there by John Culver. They're trying to get it out to number 5 here beyond the three-point line, but he's covered there by Dalton Tanner. They throw it back across to the right-hand side to number 22. He gets it down low to number 10, but he's cut off. They get it back up to the top of the key to number 5, takes a three-point shot, and it's an air ball, and he misses out of bounds to Kusa. The Jay Bulldogs will have the ball back here. 1:14 left to go here in the first period. It's a 23-18 Jay Bulldog lead here. He slowly pushes the ball across midcourt. He tosses it left to Stormy Taylor, who hands it off to Dalton Tanner. Simpson, he's going to get fouled as he hits the shot here. Over here on... What number here, but they're going to call a foul here on the Indians, and Simpson will line up here to make this three-point play. It's a 26-18 Bulldog lead, 57 seconds left to go. The Indians get the ball inbound. Temple Quest is on now with Garrett Sweeney and Dalton Tanner double-teaming the point guard trying to get it across midcourt. They finally do get it across midcourt. It looks like they're going to call Dalton Tanner on a blocking foul here. A rotate looks like Gabe Simpson is coming into the game for Stormy Taylor. All right, we're going to put 5 comes to the line here. 1-on-1 for the Indians. First shot. The whistle here. shooter stepped across the line. So that ball's going to Bulldog. Garrett Sweeney gets the ball slowly, 6 seconds to go here. They throw it over to Zeke Simpson on the right-hand side. Simpson's trying to drive the ball down. He gets it deflected out of his hand. And has the ball trying to get across here, the number five. We've got 16 seconds left to go in the second. Number five, look for number 30 down low. The shot off there over number 23, Jay Simpson, and Bulldogs get the ball back, kind of drive it downfield. They get it deflected away. End of the first half. So, it's a 26-20 Jay Bulldog lead over the Houston Indians. This is Randy Webb coming to you live here from Bulldog Arena, homecoming night. Jay Bulldog Sports Network on sportsfeedok.com.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you or your club or organization or even your business is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting, proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
OCL, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
The Jay Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs basketball season is underway, and the staff at Webb Insurance Agency wishes them the best of luck. Tired of your homeowner's insurance premiums continuing to increase? Visit Webb Insurance in Grove, and we'll explain how we can save you big bucks because our rates don't rise due to storm damage claims. Webb Insurance Agency, auto, home, life, and commercial. Schedule your appointment today, 918-786-8787, or visit us online at webinsuranceagency.net.
Your husband may not know anything about rocket science or going to the moon, but when it comes to a vehicle, he relies on NAPA know-how. NAPA has been providing quality auto parts and service for more than 80 years. Get in on the NAPA know-how this month by stopping by Stevens Auto Parts and Jay for all your auto needs. Make shopping easier. Reserve your items online at NAPAonline.com and swing by and pick them up. Stevens Auto Parts.
All right, folks, this is Randy Webb back here with you live at the Bulldog Arena as we're halftime of the boys' game. The Jay Bulldogs are up on the Houston Indians 26-20. Houston comes in with a 16-4 record and a pretty good basketball team here. Your Bulldogs at 14-3 here, so pretty good half of basketball here. If you're wondering why we're so early on the boys' game, it's a homecoming night, so the girls get to play last tonight, so get changed out of their fancy clothes and get ready for some basketball. So the girls' game will be coming up next. But the boys, we got another half here to go as they've got a 6-point lead and looking for another big win here tonight. So come back and join us here in just a few minutes. This is Randy Webb. You're listening to Jay Bulldog Sports Network on sportsfeedok.com.
Lawson's Funeral Home, we understand that dealing with the death of a loved one is one of the hardest things you will ever go through. Our comforting staff will honor or help transfer pre-arrangements from other funeral homes. For more information, visit LawsonsFuneralHomes.com or call 918-253-5100 in J or 918-787-2444 in Grove. Lawson's Funeral Homes and Cremation Services. Excellent service at an affordable price.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Jesse James Tire has been your local automotive service center and tire dealer for nearly 40 years. Jesse James Tire provides that individual attention to you and your vehicle every time. Visit them online, jessejamestire.com, and take advantage of their online specials and coupons. Financing available with zero interest or rent to own with no credit check. Jesse James Tire, located north of J on Highway 59, 918-253-6499. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and by appointment on Saturdays.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the Jay Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and Jay or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844, or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you, or your club, or organization, or even your business, is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting, proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
OCL, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
At the Bank of Grove, we're committed to serving you. When you call during business hours, an actual person will answer the phone, courteously greet you, and assist you with your request. We believe some things cannot be replaced, and personal attention to you is one of them. So if you're looking for a bank with high interest checking, no penalty CDs, and free internet and mobile banking, call the Bank of Grove, 918-787-5900. The Bank of Grove. It's about relationships.
Instead of watching that television rerun, why not load up the family and join us at Center Cinemas in Grove or Vernita for the latest Hollywood films.
Now showing at the Cinema 6 in Grove, Maze Runner, rated PG-13. Hostiles, rated R. 12 Strong, rated R. The Post, rated PG-13. And The Greatest Showman, rated PG.
Visit CenterCinemas.com for more information and today's showtimes.
Need cash? Looking for a deal? Stop by the newly remodeled L&L Pawn and Gun Shop at 2005 South Main Street in Jay. Tim and the staff will pawn cars, guns, four-wheelers, lawnmowers, and much more. L&L Pawn and Gun Shop has more than 500 firearms and accessories in stock. So if you're needing to pawn an item or looking for something to buy, stop by L&L Pawn and Gun Shop, 918-253-4000. A proud supporter of the Jay Bulldogs.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the Jay Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and Jay or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844, or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you, or your club, or organization, or even your business, is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting. Proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
All right, folks, this is Randy Webb back live here from the Bulldog Arena. As off the third period here, your Jay Bulldog boys team versus the Tucson Indians here. Bulldogs have a 26-20 lead here as we get ready to tip this thing off for the second half. Good ball game here so far. Both these teams are pretty good teams tonight. So just one spot separates them in state rank here. I think we've got the Bulldogs at 13, the Indians at 14. So pretty evenly matched here. As we get ready to get this thing going, don't forget the girls game will be coming up next. Since it's homecoming tonight, the boys get to play first, and the ladies will be coming up right after this game. So get this thing going here. Your Bulldogs will get the ball out of bounds here as number 22 Stormy Taylor gets ready to throw it in to Garrett Sweeney here. Her way here. Sweeney gets the ball across midcourt, brings it back across to the Bulldog side of the court here. He throws it over to number 22, Stormy Taylor. They get it down on the right wing to Zeke Simpson, who's going to get it inside to John Culver. John takes the shot. Misses. It's going to be rebounded there by number 5 of the Indians. The ball quickly across midcourt here. They're looking for number 10 here. On a little jump shot there, but he misses, and the ball gets knocked out of bounds here by Garrett Sweeney, so it's back to the Indians. Have the ball back in, and that ball, the inbound pass is tipped by Garrett Sweeney out of bounds here. Get another shot here. They get it, Indians get it inbound to number 23, tosses it back at the top of the key to number 10. Who takes a three-point shot, misses. It's going to be rebounded by Zeke Simpson as he pushes it across midcourt here. Gets on the right-hand side to Sweeney. Sweeney's going to try to drive it in for a shot, and he tosses the ball off the number 22, Stormy Taylor. He takes about a 5-foot jump right there and hits it for two. Gets the ball back, drive it down court quickly here. Number 20 is... take the ball away from him, and then he's going to get called for the foul. But Bulldogs are arguing whether or not he touched anything but ball there. So that'll be the third foul on Stormy Taylor. So they're going to take him out and bring in Dalton Tanner to replace him. All right, so Parthoff is it back in here to number 23. He gets it back over number 22 on the right wing here. He tosses it inside to number 20, who gets it. Little jumper right there over two Bulldog defenders as Sweeney gets the ball and brings it back down court. 28-22 Bulldog lead here. Going to get the offense started here. They're trying to look for Zeke Simpson in the left-hand wing here. He doesn't have anything open, throws it back out off Dalton Tanner. He tosses it back to Simpson. Simpson drives it in on the goal and takes a tight two-point shot. 30-22 Bulldog lead here. All right, so Bulldogs have a full court press on, but the Indians beat it, get the ball across midcourt here. They toss the ball out to number 22 on the left wing, doesn't have a shot. He throws it inside the 20, who doesn't have a shot. Gets it back outside the 23, who takes about a 12-foot jump shot. Misses, and the ball's going to be rebounded there by number 2, Zeke Simpson. Simpson's going to try to take it all the way, gets the ball knocked out of his hand, but it's picked up by Dalton Tanner. Garrett Sweeney, who gets a nice pass off inside to John Culver here. John takes a shot and misses it. He picks up his own rebound and misses it and puts the ball in the hoop right there. And it's going to be timeout here in the year. So nice job right there, John Culver, to get his own rebound and get it in the goal. Also, very nice pass by Garrett Sweeney inside to get John Culver right there. 5:53 left to go here in the first. Bulldogs have a 10-point lead. 32-22 here. The officials try to hurry this timeout up. Get Deuce the ball back down on the Bulldogs end of the court. So the Bulldogs are going to come out of the huddle here. They're going to have, looks like Gabe Simpson will be back into the ball game here as they push it across the court, midcourt here. Get it over to the right-hand wing to number 20, who tosses it back to the middle of the court to number 14. Takes a long two-point shot and misses with it's rebounded by Garrett Sweeney. He drives it down, gets John Colmer down under the goal for two. Nice down pass right there by Garrett Sweeney. The 34-22 Bulldog lead here. And the Bulldogs are really putting the pressure defensively on the Indians here. They're trying to get the ball down the court. They're on them every year. So they try to get it down low to number 20, who gets it deflected out of his hands, but it's rebounded by 23 here. He's going to drive baseline here and try to get off the shot. He misses. And the ball's going to be rebounded there by Garrett Sweeney, who gets the ball out to number 23, Gabe Simpson, who takes a three-point shot and misses. Number 23 for the Indians picks the ball up, takes it back the other way for a three-point shot, misses. The ball's going to be rebounded down low by 53, John Culver, who gets it back out to Sweeney, who finishes it quickly across midcourt, tries to get some penetration there, and he passes the ball back inside to number 34, Kobe Butter, who takes a shot and misses. That rebounds his own ball here, batted around a couple of times here, and the Indians finally get it back. And they're going to try to push it down court, and it's going to be deflected by the Indians out of bounds here, so the Bulldogs will get it back. All right, so 4-32 left to go here in the third period. It's a 34-22 J Bulldog lead as Bulldogs get the ball back down on the opposite end of the court here. Garrett Sweeney slowly brings it across midcourt here. As they try to set their offense up, they've got Gabe Simpson down from one end of the court to the other down low here. They get it to him, and then he tosses it out to John Culver, takes a long two-point shot, and misses. It's going to be rebounded by number 10, pushes it down court. They get it down inside to number 20 here, who's guarded by John Culver. He takes a shot and misses. And they're going to call a foul here on 34, Kobe Butter here for pushing off. I have the ball back down here under their goal as they get ready to throw it inbound. And they try to throw it inbound, and Gabe Simpson immediately deflects the ball right back out of bounds here. John Culver out and bringing in Kobe Sixkiller. So they try to get it inbound here. They get it in to number 20, take the jump shot over Kobe Sixkiller. Chandler misses it, is rebounded by Sweeney, gets the ball down low. It's Walt Turner who gets the two-pointer right there on the layup. Nice job by Garrett Sweeney, who's paying attention, having an open man down that low. So the Indians get the ball, bring it back inbound. They're going to drive it down. They get it inside to number 14 and takes a two-point shot, gets it. Sweeney quickly pushes the ball down court. He's going to be fouled right there by number 20. And the referee are smiling at each other here, so Bulldogs get the ball back. Sweeney brings it across midcourt here. All right, so now the Bulldogs have two guards rotating, and they try to get it over the game system. That ball picked off by number 14 here. He's down for a layup, and they're just going to call a foul on Sweeney on that one. The Bulldog fans are arguing that it was all ball on that, but they're going to call a foul there on Garrett Sweeney. So that'll be his first, but it'll put number 14 at the line here for two. Either way, he's going to hit that. So at least he got him stopped here, but he hits the first shot to make it 36-25. Lines up, gets ready for the second one. That shot's up, and it's going to be in. So it's a 36-26 Bulldog lead here. And Sweeney gets the ball, slowly brings it down court. He's got Gabe Simpson on the right-hand side. They get it back out to Sweeney. He gets to that top to Dalton Tanner here. And Sweeney's going to try to drive the ball down deep. Doesn't have a shot. He throws it back outside to Gabe Simpson, who shoots a long three, and it's in and out of the goal. And it's going to be rebounded by number 30 of the Indians. They quickly push it down court here. Get it down to number 10, who's looking for number 20. He overthrows the ball out of bounds, too. And it's going to go back to the Bulldogs. So 2:58 left to go here in the third. 36-26 J Bulldog lead here. All right, Dalton Tanner gets the ball into Garrett Sweeney, and Sweeney brings it down court here slowly. And as soon as he hits the mid-court line, it's a different gear. So he gets it over to Dalton Tanner, who throws it back to Sweeney. Sweeney tries to get the ball inside there. He six killer. Six killer is going to be one right there. So it's going to go back to the Indians here as they rotate Dalton Tanner and Gabe Simpson out, bring John Culver back in. So Indians get the ball. They push it down across midcourt. Ball deflected out of bounds, but Garrett Sweeney grabs it, tosses it back in, but the Indians get it back. They get it down low, and they got number 13 on the back side here for an easy two-pointer. 28 game, 2:15 left to go here in third. Sweeney gets the ball, brings it down court. He's got number 22, Stormy Taylor, at the top of the key here. Taylor's looking for something down inside, but they can't get anything open. He gets it over to Zeke Simpson, who gets it back out to Sweeney. Takes the ball inside, throws it back out to John Culver, who shoots a long two-point shot and misses. He's going to be rebounded by the Indians. Court here. They get it down to number 20. He spins around under the goal, takes a shot and misses, and it's rebounded by Zeke Simpson. Simpson gets it back down the court here on the left-hand wing. Trying to get it to Stormy Taylor. Ball picked off by number 20. They take it down. He passes off to number 20. He threw it the easy way up there. Leads down to 6 points here. 36-30 with 1:28 left to go here in the third. Back across midcourt, trying to get his offense set up here. He gets the ball right hand side to Zeke Simpson, who's covered up here, so he dribbles out of it. Penetration can't get it. He throws it back out up top to Stormy Taylor. He throws it back to the right to Sweeney. Sweeney drives the ball down. He's got an open Simpson who's quickly covered up here. Cross court to John Culver, who throws it back to Sweeney, or back to Simpson here. And they get it back up top to Stormy Taylor, who takes a 3-point shot. Misses here, and it's rebounded by the Indians. 47 seconds left to go here in the third. They count it. Indians get the ball back, bring it slowly across midcourt. Number 23 point guard guarded by Garrett Sweeney here. As they set a pick up, try to pick Sweeney, but he beats the pick. 23 drives the ball into the goal here and gets the shot off and hits it anyway. 36-32 is a 4-point lead. 24 seconds left to go. Bulldogs try to line up for the final shot here of this third period. Kind of come roaring back here in the last couple of minutes. Zeke Simpson gets the ball. He's going to drive it in for a jumper from about the free throw line. He hits the jumper for two here. He needs to get the ball back 5 seconds. They drive the ball back down the court here. They're going to have time for the shot. They get a shot off here. It's missed, and that's going to be the end of the third period here. So Bulldogs get two back at the end of the third. It's a 38-36 J Bulldog lead here. This is Randy Webb. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
OCL, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million healthcare initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate healthcare, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
The J Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs basketball season is underway, and the staff at Webb Insurance Agency wishes them the best of luck. Tired of your homeowner's insurance premiums continuing to increase? Visit Webb Insurance in Grove, and we'll explain how we can save you big bucks because our rates don't rise due to storm damage claims. Webb Insurance Agency, auto, home, life, and commercial. Schedule your appointment today, 918-786-8787, or visit us online at webinsuranceagency.net.
All right, folks, we're back here live. Bulldog Arena. Here's your J Bulldogs have a 38-32 lead, and we start the fourth period here. Bulldogs have the ball. Pops the ball in here to Zeke Simpson. Simpson Simpson gets the ball over to the right-hand side to Gabe Simpson. He drives the ball down, gets a pass inside to John Culver, tries to take a shot. He's going to be fouled on that, so John Culver's going to come to the line for two here. All right, John lines up the free throw line here for his first of two shots. First shot is up and misses here. I think John's putting a nice new haircut tonight. So he lines up here for the second shot. And that one's in and out of the goal, no good. So ball in, push it back down four here. They get it down here on the right wing to number 30 here, looking to get penetration, can't get anything open, but throws it back out top to number 23, who's going to drive the lane here, get the shot off, but that ball's going to be rebounded by number 53, John Culver, who gets it over to Gabe Simpson, who hands it off to Zeke Simpson. Zeke gets it across midcourt quickly to Stormy Taylor, who's open, takes a three-point shot and misses it. It's rebounded by Kobe Butter, but he's going to lose the handle on it, and it goes back here to the Indians. They get it back across midcourt here. I get it over to number 14, who gets it down low to number 20. He doesn't have anything open, throws it back out to 14. He takes a shot, misses it. It's going to be rebounded by Gabe Simpson here. Gabe brings it across midcourt. He's looking for John Culver down low. He's got him. John goes in, try to get a shot. And he's going to have the ball deflected out of bounds here. Still Bulldog ball. So 6:54 left to go in the fourth here. So 38-32 Bulldog will lead. Bulldog gets the ball on the inbounds here. Got Zeke Simpson, tosses the ball into Gabe Simpson, gets the ball and gets a shot off and misses, but it's rebounded here by the Indians. The Indians push the ball across midcourt here. He's guarded up top by Zeke Simpson. And they try to get it down low to number 30, and the ball's taken away there by John Culver. Nice play. He gets it back up to Zeke Simpson. Zeke pushes across midcourt. Comes down to the three-point line, takes a three-point shot right at the top of the key and misses it. It's rebounded by number 30 of the Indians. They push it back across midcourt here quickly. Number 23 has the ball at the top of the key, guarded by Gabe Simpson here. He's looking for an open man. He gets number 22 on the right-hand side. They get it down low to 30. He's set off here by six, or by Butter and Culver. They get a shot off, and it's going to be rebounded by John Culver. It looks like he's going to be fouled by number 5 here. So it'll be Bulldog ball out of bounds here as Garrett Sweeney comes in to replace Stormy Taylor. And Zeke Simpson will throw the ball in here to Sweeney. And Sweeney brings it down court. 6:05 left to go here in the fourth. All right, so Sweeney gets the ball across midcourt here. He tosses it left to Zeke Simpson, who gets it down low to John Culver. John looking for the shot. He takes a shot and misses. It's rebounded by number 20 here, the Indians. And they're going to bring it back across midcourt here. They get it down low here to number 20, who doesn't have a shot, so he tosses it back outside. They get it back over to the left wing to number 5. He's going to drive the ball in for a shot. Misses the shot. It's rebounded by Garrett Sweeney here. And it looks like the Bulldogs are going to take a timeout right here. With 5:27 left to go here in the fourth period with a 6-point lead at 38-32 here. Don't forget we got the girls game coming up after this. It's homecoming tonight, so boys are playing first. As they look to rack up another big win here, they had a big win Tuesday night against a really good Inola team there at Inola. So looking for another one here tonight. All right, Bulldogs come out. John Culver, Zeke Simpson, Gabe Simpson, Kobe Butter, and Garrett Sweeney on the court here. And Bulldogs will get the ball here as Gabe Simpson will toss it in to Zeke Simpson. Down on the opposite end of the court, Zeke brings it across midcourt here. He throws it left to Gabe. He's looking for Garrett Sweeney down in the left wing. He's got him. They toss it back out. He doesn't have a shot to get it back to Gabe Simpson. Toss it back over all the way to the right wing to Sweeney, who gets back over there. Doesn't have a shot. He tosses it back out to Zeke Simpson. Again, it's Gabe Simpson, who takes a long three-point shot and misses, but it's rebounded by John Culver, who gets it back out to top of the key to Zeke Simpson, and the ball's going to be deflected and picked up here by the Indians. They go all the way coast to coast, number 23 for an easy left-hand layup there. 38-34, Jay Bulldog, 4:48 left to go here in the fourth. As they do tend to bring the ball down the court, tries to get it over to Kobe Butter, and the ball's deflected, picked up by the Indians. And as they try to take it back down the court, it's deflected, and Zeke Simpson picks it back up here. So Zeke brings it across. They get it down in the left wing to Garrett Sweeney. There's going to be a foul down here on Sweeney. They're going to call number 5, it looks like, of the Indians for the foul. Kobe Butter is out, and Sweeney Taylor is in the game here. So Bulldogs get the ball out of bounds down underneath their goal. All right, Zeke Simpson gets the ball to Garrett Sweeney and gets it over to Stormy Taylor. Thinks about taking a three. Doesn't have a shot. He dribbles up 2 feet, takes a jump shot, misses. It's rebounded by number 5 of the Indians. He gets it to 23, gets it across midcourt here. They're looking for 20 down low. They don't have him, so he drives the goal here. Gets the shot off, and it's going to be in and out of the goal, but number 20 knocks it in for the two-pointer. So it's a two-point Bulldog lead here. 3:58 left to go in this ball game. Garrett Sweeney brings the ball across midcourt here, gets it to Stormy Taylor, gets it out here to Gabe Simpson, back to Sweeney, as they're trying to get something set up down low, but they just don't have anything. Sweeney drives, has to get a shot off, and he's going to be fouled. So he's going to come to the line here for 2. All right, so 3:41 left to go with a 2-point Bulldog lead here. This is the closest the Indians have been all night. As Sweeney takes a shot, first one is hits it. And he's going to line up here for the second one. Second shot's up, and it's in. So it's a pullback to a 4-point lead here for the Bulldogs. Indians get the ball back on the inbound, and the 23-point guard brings it down. Cross mid-40, started there by Stormy Taylor. He gets it on the right-hand wing to number 20, who drives the baseline, tries to get a shot over Gabe Simpson. And they're going to call a foul here on Gabe Simpson on that one. So they're going to put number 20 at the line here for 2, and that'll be Gabe's third foul here tonight. So Gabe's first game back in a little while, coming off an injury. It looks pretty good, though. Number 20 gets that, takes the first shot and hits it. Back to a 3-point lead here for the Bulldogs. Gets lined up here for the second shot. Shots up and in. So we're back to a 2-point lead, 40-38. Stormy Taylor takes the ball, tosses it inbounds here to Garrett Sweeney. Garrett brings it slowly across midcourt, trying to get the offense set up here. They've got Gabe Simpson here on the left-hand side. He tries to get the ball down low to John Culver. John gets cut off, throws it back out to the top of the key to Sweeney. Sweeney throws it left to Gabe Simpson, who's going to try to drive the ball in, gets it deflected, but it's picked up by Sweeney. Sweeney drives the ball in, right down the middle of the court here, takes a little finger roll shot, and it's good here. Gives the Bulldogs a 42-38 lead. Ball back. Number 5 drives the ball down the court here. He's going to get it over the left-hand wing to number 22. Doesn't have a shot. Back out to 5. Then he throws it back to 22. 22 takes the shot. A total air ball, and it's picked up there by Sweeney. He drives it quickly down court. He's looking for an open shot. He's got Zeke Simpson in the corner. Takes a 3-point shot and misses, but it's rebounded by Stormy Taylor. He's going to be fouled on the shot. So Stormy Taylor will come to the line here for 2 with 2:35 left to go. So in the fourth, it's a 42-38 Bulldog lead here. All right, Taylor lines up for his first shot and hits it. 43-38 ball game here. And Gabe Simpson comes out for Dalton Tanner here. Taylor lines up, gets ready for the second shot. Shots up and into him. So 44-38 lead here for the Bulldogs. Back to 6. Have it back across court. Number 23, point guard, has it. He's going to get it to the right wing to number 22. Doesn't have a shot. He gets it inside to number 20. So they toss it back over to the left wing here. Number 5, he's going to drive inside. Gets a shot off. Misses, and it's rebounded by number 20. He gets the rebound, takes a spin, and shoots the ball and hits it. Bulldog lead 44-40 with 2:08 left to go. And Sweeney brings the ball back down the court. He's got number 22, Stormy Taylor, in the left wing. He gets a bounce pass inside to John Kohler, who hits the two-point shot right off the board there. So back to a six-point lead. Indians bring the ball back down across midcourt. Toss them around the top of the key here. They get it down low to number 23, drives baseline. Gets the shot off, misses, gets his own rebound, and they're going to get called for a foul. Bulldogs are down there, so see who they're going to call. They're going to call Dalton Tanner, it looks like, on that one. So that two-point shot is good. They're going to put him at the line to try to make this a three-point. And he takes the shot and misses. It gets rebounded by Garrett Sweeney here. Sweeney's got the ball. Slowly bring across midcourt. It's a four-point Bulldog lead here. 135 left to go in the fourth. But I guess Zeke Simpson pinned up in the corner. He tries to dribble out of it, and he's going to get called for backcourt. So that ball goes back to the Indians. So there's going to be a timeout to shoot here. 131 left to go here in the fourth. It's a four-point Bulldog lead. The Indians will have the ball coming back out of this timeout. So close ball game. Like I said, these two teams are very closely matched here. So
your husband may not know anything about rocket science or going to the moon, but when it comes to a vehicle, he relies on NAPA know-how. NAPA has been providing quality auto parts and service for more than 80 years. Get in on the NAPA know-how this month by stopping by Stevens Auto Parts and Jay for all your auto needs. Make shopping easier. Reserve your items online at NAPAonline.com and swing by and pick them up. Stevens Auto Parts.
At Lawson's Funeral Home, we understand that dealing with the death of a loved one is one of the hardest things you will ever go through. Our comforting staff will honor or help transfer pre-arrangements from other funeral homes. For more information, visit LawsonsFuneralHomes.com or call 918-253-5100 in Jay or 918-787-2444 in Grove. Lawson's Funeral Homes and Cremation Services. Excellent service at an affordable price.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Jesse James Tire has been your local automotive service center and tire dealer for nearly 40 years. Jesse James Tire provides that individual attention to you and your vehicle every time. Visit them online, jessejamestire.com, and take advantage of their online specials and coupons. Financing available with zero interest or rent to own with no credit check. Jesse James Tire, located north of Jay on Highway 59, 918-253-6499. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and by appointment on Saturdays.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the Jay Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and Jay or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844, or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered.
So if you or your club or organization or even your business is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting. Proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
OCL, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
At the Bank of Grove, we're committed to serving you. When you call during business hours, an actual person will answer the phone, courteously greet you, and assist you with your request. We believe some things cannot be replaced, and personal attention to you is one of them. So if you're looking for a bank with high interest checking, no penalty CDs, and free internet and mobile banking, call the Bank of Grove, 918-787-5900. The Bank of Grove, it's about relationships.
Instead of watching that television rerun, why not load up the family and join us at Center Cinemas in Grove or Vanita for the latest Hollywood films.
Now showing at the Cinema 6 in Grove, Maze Runner, rated PG-13, Hostile, rated R, 12 Strong, rated R, The Post, rated PG-13, and The Greatest Showman, rated PG.
Visit CenterCinemas.com for more information and today's showtimes.
All right, folks, we're back. Sorry we lost you here. Bulldogs got the ball back. Kept the Indians from scoring and win the ball game by 4 points here. So another big win here for the Bulldog boys tonight with a four-point win over the Catoosa Indians. We're getting ready here for the girls' game coming up here shortly. So we'll bring that one to you here. Once again, homecoming night here for the Bulldog Arena. As your J Bulldog boys win a 4-point victory over Catoosa. In Bulldogs ranked 13th in the state, Catoosa 14th. So nice win here tonight from the Bulldogs. So this is Randy Webb. We'll come back here in a bit for the girls game. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the J Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and J or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844, or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you or your club or organization or even your business is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting. Proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
OCL, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
The J Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs basketball season is underway, and the staff at Webb Insurance Agency wishes them the best of luck. Tired of your homeowner's insurance premiums continuing to increase? Visit Webb Insurance in Grove, and we'll explain how we can save you big bucks because our rates don't rise due to storm damage claims. Webb Insurance Agency, auto, home, life, and commercial. Schedule your appointment today, 918-786-8787, or visit us online at webinsuranceagency.net.
Your husband may not know anything about rocket science or going to the moon, but when it comes to a vehicle, he relies on NAPA know-how. NAPA has been providing quality auto parts and service for more than 80 years. Get in on the NAPA know-how this month by stopping by Stevens Auto Parts and Jay for all your auto needs. Make shopping easier. Reserve your items online at NAPAonline.com and swing by and pick them up. Stevens Auto Parts.
At Lawson's Funeral Home, we understand that dealing with the death of a loved one is one of the hardest things you will ever go through. Our comforting staff will honor or help transfer pre-arrangements from other funeral homes. For more information, visit LawsonsFuneralHomes.com or call 918-253-5100 in Jay or 918-787-2444 in Grove. Lawson's Funeral Homes and Cremation Services. Excellent service at an affordable price.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Jesse James Tire has been your local automotive service center and tire dealer for nearly 40 years. Jesse James Tire provides that individual attention to you and your vehicle every time. Visit them online, jessejamestire.com, and take advantage of their online specials and coupons. Financing available with zero interest or rent to own with no credit check. Jesse James Tire, located north of Jay on Highway 59, 918-253-6499. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and by appointment on Saturdays.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the Jay Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and Jay or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844, or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you, or your club, or organization, or even your business, is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting, proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
OCL, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
At the Bank of Grove, we're committed to serving you. When you call during business hours, an actual person will answer the phone, courteously greet you, and assist you with your request. We believe some things cannot be replaced, and personal attention to you is one of them. So if you're looking for a bank with high interest checking, no penalty CDs, and free internet and mobile banking, call the Bank of Grove, 918-787-5900. The Bank of Grove. It's about relationships.
Instead of watching that television rerun, why not load up the family and join us at Center Cinemas in Grove or Vanita for the latest Hollywood films.
Now showing at the Cinema 6 in Grove, Maze Runner, rated PG-13. Hostiles, rated R. 12 Strong, rated R. The Post, rated PG-13. And The Greatest Showman, rated PG.
Visit CenterCinemas.com for more information and today's showtimes.
Need cash? Looking for a deal? Stop by the newly remodeled L&L Pawn and Gun Shop at 2005 South Main Street in Jay. Tim and the staff will pawn cars, guns, four-wheelers, lawn mowers, and much more. L&L Pawn and Gun Shop has more than 500 firearms and accessories in stock. So if you're needing to pawn an item or looking for something to buy, stop by L&L Pawn and Gun Shop, 918-253-4000. A proud supporter of the Jay Bulldogs.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the Jay Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and Jay or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844, or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you, or your club, or organization, or even your business, is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting. Proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
OCL, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
The Jay Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs basketball season is underway, and the staff at Webb Insurance Agency wishes them the best of luck. Tired of your homeowner's insurance premiums continuing to increase? Visit Webb Insurance in Grove, and we'll explain how we can save you big bucks because our rates don't rise due to storm damage claims. Webb Insurance Agency, auto, home, life, and commercial. Schedule your appointment today, 918-786-8787, or visit us online at webinsuranceagency.net.
Your husband may not know anything about rocket science or going to the moon, but when it comes to a vehicle, he relies on NAPA know-how. NAPA has been providing quality auto parts and service for more than 80 years. Get in on the NAPA know-how this month by stopping by Stevens Auto Parts and Jay for all your auto needs. Make shopping easier. Reserve your items online at NAPAonline.com and swing by and pick them up. Stevens Auto Parts.
At Lawson's Funeral Home, we understand that dealing with the death of a loved one is one of the hardest things you will ever go through. Our comforting staff will honor or help transfer pre-arrangements from other funeral homes. For more information, visit LawsonsFuneralHomes.com or call 918-253-5100 in Jay or 918-787-2444 in Grove. Lawson's Funeral Homes and Cremation Services. Excellent service at an affordable price.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Jesse James Tire has been your local automotive service center and tire dealer for nearly 40 years. Jesse James Tire provides that individual attention to you and your vehicle every time. Visit them online, JesseJamesTire.com and take advantage of their online specials and coupons. Financing available with zero interest or rent to own with no credit check. Jesse James Tire, located north of J on Highway 59, 918-253-6499. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and by appointment on Saturdays.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the J Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and J or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844. Or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you or your club or organization or even your business is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting, proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
All right, folks, we're back here. This is Randy Webb coming to you live from the Bulldog Arena here, homecoming night. So we got the girls' game coming up second tonight. Get ready to tip this thing off here shortly. All right, your Lady Bulldogs are getting ready to announce their starting lineup here. So we've got sophomore number zero, Landry Sweeney, starting. Well, we've got junior number 11, Maya Pickup. We've got senior number 23, Callie Callahan. Senior number 24, Jay Frazier. And freshman number 34, Tierra Wiley. So that's your starting lineup here tonight for your Lady Bulldogs. Take on the Medusa Indians here. So we are just about ready to tip this thing off. So we're going to have number 23, Callie Callahan, here going up to the jump ball. And this ladies' game is underway here. All right, so Indians get the tip. As they're going from right to left here. Number 20, the point guard, gets the ball in. They're looking for somebody down low here. She doesn't have anybody. She finally throws the ball into number 15. It looks like it's going to be fouled here. They're going to call the foul on number 23. Callie Callahan will get her first foul here tonight as number 15 comes to the line for two. She gets the first shot up and it's good. And you're ready here for the second shot. And that one is up and good. So Jake Frazier will get the ball in to Callie Callahan here as Lady Bulldogs get the ball in offense the first time tonight. As they're having trouble with the press here, they get the ball down. They're going to be called for 10 seconds here. They cannot get the ball back across midcourt. So the ball is going to go back here to the Lady Indians. All right, point guard number 5 goes to throw the ball in. It's going to be tipped away by Landry Sweeney out of bounds. But it's still Indian ball here. All right, so she gets the ball back inbounds here to number 12. And she's guarded by Maya Pickup. And number 5 tries to drive the ball down baseline. She's going to leave the handle on the ball, and it's going to be out of bounds. And Jay Bulldog basketball here is my pickup. Gets ready to toss it in. She gets it out to number 34, Kara Wiley. So it back to pick up. They get it over to Landry Sweeney as they're trying to beat that full court press here. for midcourt here, and it's going to be deflected out of bounds here by the Indians. So it'll be Jay Bulldog ball on their end of the court here as my pickup gets the ball. She's looking down low for Kelly. Callahan gets the pass to her. Kelly goes up for the shot, and it's going to be blocked here and out of bounds back to the Bulldogs. My pickup gets the ball here, and she tries to get it inbounds here. She's got Jake Frazier. She gets it back up top to Tierra Wiley. She gets it over to Callahan at the top of the key. She's going to take a three-point shot. She shoots and misses it, and the ball's going to be knocked back out of bounds, but it's going to be off the Indians and going back to the Bulldogs. My pickup gets the ball and gets ready to throw it in here. And she has to throw it all the way across midcourt here, and Callie Callahan gets the ball, drives it back across midcourt. Tosses the ball off to number zero, Andrew Sweeney, who's going to drive right down the middle of the court, gets the layup here. So, 2-2 ball game as Lady Bulldogs put the full court press on here. And the Indians finally get it across midcourt. They get it down low to number 10, who's going to take a shot. She's going to be fouled on that shot by, it looks like, 24 here. Jay Frazier is going to be called for the foul. So they're going to put number 10 at the line here to shoot two. All right, we'll get ready here for the first shot. That shot's up and good. It's a 3-2 Coosa Indian lead here with 6:37 left to go here in the first. Second shot's up, and it's off the front of the rim. And it's rebounded by Kelly Callahan, who pushes the ball quickly down the court here. And she hits it back out to Tierra Wiley on the right-hand side up beyond the three-point line, who bounce passes off to Landry Sweeney. Landry's going in to shoot the ball here and gets fouled by number 5. She's going to get to come to the line here for 2 shots. All right, so she lines up here at the free throw line for the first of 2. First one is up and bounces in and out of the goal. No good. Comes up here and gets ready for the second shot. Second shot's up, and that one's in. So, 3-3 ball game, 6:23 to go here. As Lady Bulldogs put the full court press on, they're going to call a foul here on my pickup. So the ball will be Indians ball out of bounds here. And they get it inbounds here to number 12 back across midcourt. She's going to bring it across half court line, and she's got number 5 going 15 across the middle there and goes in to take a shot. She's going to be fouled by Maya pickup here. So Maya picks up 2 quick ones here, 2 quick fouls. They'll put 15 at the line for first of 2 shots here. All right, she lines up the first shot. It is good. And my pickup is going to be out of the game here for Sydney Taylor. Number 12 checks in. All right, so the team lines up for her second shot here. And that one is good. So it's going to be a 5-3 Indian lead here. As Landry Sweeney gets the ball in here to number 12, Sydney Taylor, who gets the ball down low to number 24, Jay Frazier. And Jay's going to be fouled on the shot down here. So she's going to come to the line for 2. Fouled here right out of the gate. This Alright, so Frazier lines up the line for the first of 2. First shot's up and it's in. Alright, so she gets the ball back here again for the second shot, and that one's up and good. So, it's a tie ball game once again here. Indians get the ball back in bounds. They're trying to get across midcourt here. They get the full court press. They get it across. Number 20, the point guard, get it on the right hand side. She's going to try to drive baseline to get a shot. She gets the shot off, but it is grabbed there by number 15, who number 34, Tierra Wiley, get her hands in there on the ball. It's going to be a jump ball, and Jay Bulldog ball here. Cindy Taylor gets ready to toss the ball inbounds here. She finds Kelly Callahan across the middle. Kelly's going to push it quickly across midcourt here. She's going to go down and take about a 10-foot jump shot and misses it. and it's going to be rebounded here by number 10, who is going to get fouled here by Callahan. Two on Cali here as Lady Indians get the ball out of bounds, get ready to push it across midcourt here. So, like, again, the full court press here is giving them a bit of a problem, but they do get it across midcourt here and get a 2-point shot there, and it's going to be good. So, Lady Bulldogs get it back. They get it to Kara Wiley, who pushes the ball down across midcourt. She's got Jake Frazier across the middle, who goes into the layup. Nice job there, nice pass shot there. Here a Wiley to Jay Frazier. If Indians get the ball, press it back down across midcourt. Number 12, she takes a 3-point shot and misses. It's going to be rebounded there by Jay Frazier. So Bulldogs has the ball, get it back down across midcourt to Kelly Callahan, who gets it to Landry Sweeney at the top of the key here. Sweeney gets it over to the left hand side here to Sydney Taylor, who gets it all the way over to the right hand side to Kelly Callahan. Callahan back to Taylor, back over to the left here to Landry Sweeney. Sweeney backs up, tries to get the offense set up here. See Taylor down the right hand side here. They're trying to get somebody open in the middle here. Can't do it. Get it out to Jay Frazier at the top of the key. She takes a 3-point shot and no good. And the ball bounces out. It's going to be Indian ball here. All right, looks like the Bulldogs are going to replace Kelly Callahan in the game and bring in number 5 here, Brooke Alarm. Indians get the ball, get it back across midcourt. Looking for number 10 down low. They get it in the right-hand key, the right-hand wing, and she takes a 3-point shot. Gets it. So they're going to call it a 2-point shot. So it's a 9-7 Indian lead here. The Bulldogs get the ball back across midcourt. They're trying to get Jade Frazier down low. They can't get her open. Sydney Taylor has the ball here. She gets it back out to Kiera Wiley. Wiley's looking to try to get some penetration here. Can't get it. She hands it off to Landry Sweeney, who gets it over to the left hand side to Jade Frazier, who's looking for Brooklyn Larman down low. Can't get it. It's grabbed by number 5. They push it quickly down the court here. The Indians do. They get it out to number 20 at the 3-point line, take a wild 3-point shot and misses it. But now they're going to call a foul here. All right, so they're going to call a foul there on number 15 of the Indians. So it'll be Jay Bulldog ball out of bounds here as Sydney Taylor tries to get the ball inbound. It's going to be going to hit the Bulldog player and go out of bounds here. So it's back to the Indians. They get it inbounds. Number 10 tries to take a shot. Misses. Jay Frazier gets the ball, pushes it quickly across midcourt here. Frazier's going to try to take it all the way, gets cut off. So she throws the ball back out top to Brooklyn Lyman, takes a 3-point shot. Misses. It's going to be, ball's going to be on the floor here. It's finally picked up by number 12 of the Indians. He pushes it down court. She's looking for 15. Overthrows her. She can't get a handle on it. It's going to be back out of bounds. Bulldog basketball on the opposite end of the court here. So Sydney Taylor gets the ball. Bounces it inbounds here to number 0, Landry Sweeney. Landry throws it all the way down court. Got Jay Frazier down low open. He throws a bounce pass to Bristol Lyman, who goes in for the layup. But the ball is going to be knocked out of her hands and out of bounds, but it's out of bounds off of the Indians. So Lady Bulldogs get the ball back. Sydney Taylor comes to throw the ball in here, gets it in to Landry Sweeney, who takes a hook shot across the middle, misses it. Ball is going to be on the floor, but it's going to bounce off of the Lady Bulldog, and it goes back to the Indians. With 2:49 left to go here in the first period, it's a 9-7 Indian lead here. Number 20 gets the ball, and it's deflected by Sydney Taylor, who just picks the ball up and goes in for a layup and gets it. So we're back to a tie ball game here. Indians get the ball now. They try to push it down court. Number 12 takes a 3-point shot here and misses it, but she rebounds her own shot, takes the second one, misses that one, and the ball's rebounded here by Landry Sweeney. He tries to send it across midcourt. She's going to be fouled here by number 12. Tries to get a little chippy here. Looks like number 10 is in the ball game here for the Lady Bulldogs, Lexi Farley. So they get the ball back in bounds. They get to Jake Frazier, who's looking for Landry Sweeney across the middle, gets it to her. Landry takes a shot and misses. It's rebounded here by the Lady Indians. They push it quickly down court. They've got number 10 in the left wing there, who hit the long two-point shot to put the Lady Indians up 11-9 here. All right, Landry Sweeney gets the ball, slowly brings it down court. She gets it across midcourt here. She gets number 10, number 10, Lexi Farley on the left-hand side. She tries to drive in the lane here. She's going to get tripped up and called for a travel here. So the ball goes back to the Indians. Number 5 gets ready to throw the ball inbounds here with 1:47 left to go in the first. So still got the full court press on, but they're able to beat it there a little bit easier. And Brooklyn Lyman is going to foul number 20. She goes for the ball and to the point guard there. All right, so they get it. Indians get it back inbounds to the number 12. She pushes it across midcourt here. She's going to drive the lane here, get the shot off, and it's going to be good. And they're going to call a foul here. Looks like it's going to be Jay Frazier, number 24. That'll be her second foul here tonight. So 12 lines up here for the three-point play. She hit that shot. It's 13-9. And the shot's good. So it's going to be 14-9 here as the Indians rotate in number 31, Lake Kirby, and take out number 24, Jay Frazier. Lexi Farley gets the ball back in to Landry Sweeney here. As they try to beat the full court press, Farley brings it across midcourt. Nice pass over to number 12 there. Sydney Taylor, who goes in for the layup and misses it, but she's going to be fouled on that shot, but she's coming to the line here for two. Nice pass and awareness there by Farley as she had her head up, saw the open man down low, number 12, Sydney Taylor. Sydney takes the first shot and misses it. Gets ready to go for the second one here. All right, second shot is up, and it goes in here. So it's a 14-10 Indian lead, 1:21 left to go here in the first. Indians get the ball, they press it down court. Number 12 takes the ball down the right-hand side. She looks to go up, get a jumper, doesn't have anything open. Tosses it back outside to number 10 and takes a three-point shot. And misses. The ball picked up there by number 10, Lexi Farley, who falls down. They're going to call her traveling right there. So it's back to the Indians. Number 14 with the ball to get an inbounds here. And I think she's going to be called for 5 seconds. So it'll go back to the Lady Bulldogs. 1:08 left to go here in the first. It's a 14-10 Indian lead here. All right, Sydney Taylor gets the ball over to number 0, Landry Sweeney, and gets it across midcourt to Lake and Kirby. Gets it stolen by number 10 and brings it down and shoots the layup. Misses, but it's rebounded there by number 45 of the Indians, who gets the ball in for two. So Lady Bulldogs try to get the ball back down the court here, beat the press. Landry Sweeney gets the ball down to Lexi Farley across midcourt here as Lady Bulldogs set up on offense. 38 seconds left to go here. Sweeney has the ball at the top of the key here. She's looking for some penetration. She gets it, makes a spin move, tries to take a shot at block. It's going to be picked up here by number 14 of the Indians, who gets the ball knocked out of bounds there by number 10, Lexi Farley. But back to the Indians, 25 seconds left to go here in the post. She gets the ball into number 12 here, who tries to get across midcourt. It's deflected by Lexi Farley, but it's picked up by number 14 here. She gets it down on the left wing to number 10, who brings it back out at top to number 20. Here, 20 drives in for the shot here, gets a high shot up and misses. That ball is rebounded by Brooklyn Lyman and gets it down court here, and time is going to run out on the first quarter. So your Lady Bulldogs are down here to Tucson Indians, 16-10 at the end of the first. This is Randy Webb. You're listening to the Jay Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
OCL, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million healthcare initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
At the Bank of Grove, we're committed to serving you. When you call during business hours, an actual person will answer the phone, courteously greet you, and assist you with your request. We believe some things cannot be replaced, and personal attention to you is one of them. So if you're looking for a bank with high interest checking, no penalty CDs, and free internet and mobile banking, call the Bank of Grove, 918-787-5900. The Bank of Grove, it's about relationships.
All right, folks, we're back. This is Randy Webb here live at the Bulldog Arena. And it's the end of the, or start of the second period here. It's a 16-10 Catoosa lead here as they get the ball back inbounds here at midcourt here. So number 14 tosses in to number 12, or number 20 here, who is looking to get some penetration across the middle. She gets a pass into number 10 and gets the shot over Blake and Kirby for two here. The Lady Bulldogs get the ball back down the court to Lexi Farley. She drives it down. Can't get a shot off. She brings it back out to the top of the key to number zero here. Landry Sweeney takes a three-point shot and misses, and it's going to be rebounded down there by number 12 of the Indians. And she pushes the ball across midcourt here and gets it over to number 14. It's going to drive the lane here and get the shot deflected here. It's picked up by Lexi Farley. And she's going to get it back to number 12, Sydney Taylor, who gets it over to Landry Sweeney here. Sweeney's got the ball at the top of the key, trying to get the offense set up. She tosses it to the left over to Sydney Taylor, who tosses it back to Sweeney. They're looking for something down low. They just can't get anybody open here. So Sweeney bounce passes over to the left to Lexi Farley. Lexi gets it out to number 31, Lexi Kirby, who's looking for Sydney Taylor down low. To get the ball and shoot it kind of backwards over her head there and misses, and it's going to be rebounded by number 45. She gets it out to 12, who brings it down the court quickly here, looking for a shot. She gets cut off there by number 10, Lexi Farley. Number 10 for the Indians gets the ball, takes the three-point shot and misses. It's going to be rebounded by Lexi Kirby, who gets it over to Brooklyn Lawman, who tosses the ball over to Landry Sweeney, and Sweeney's going to be fouled here by number 14. The Bulldogs rotate the players in and out here. So we get number 23, Callie Callahan back in. We get 34, Kiara Wiley. And number 11, Maya Pickup here. We rotate out Bruce with Marmon, Lexi Farley, and Lake Kirby. All right, Sydney Taylor tosses the ball back in here to Landry Sweeney. As they're looking for Callahan down low, who gets the ball, turns around, takes a jump shot, misses. Ball's going to be on the floor here. And they're going to call it a jump ball, and it's going to be back to the Bulldogs. So Sydney Taylor will get the ball back here out of bounds. And looking to get it inbounds here. She was looking for Landry Sweeney, and the ball goes through her hands, and it's back on the floor again here as number 12, Sydney Taylor's in the scrum there, but they're going to call a jump ball, and it's going to go back to the Indians. So number 12 throws the ball back into 14. Here he gets it down to number 20. Number 20's going to try to drive down low, can't get an opening. She's going to toss it back out in the left wing to number 14, who gets the ball in to number 45, but they're going to call her for traveling. So the ball will go back here to the Lady Bulldogs. Kelly Callahan throws the ball in here to Landon Sweeney, who tosses it back to Callahan, who gets it across midcourt here. They're still playing press coverage on him. Callahan's going to try to take it all the way, but she tosses the ball back out, three-point line to my pickup, and throws it over Landry Sweeney. Sweeney takes the three-point shot, tries to get it up, and misses it. It's going to be picked up there by number 20 of the Indians, and they're going to call a foul here on Sweeney. So we're in the bonus now, so number 20 will come down and get the one-on-one here on the opposite end of the floor. It's an 18-10. Catoosa lead here with 5:30 left to go here in the second period. All right, number 20 for the Indians winds up for the first shot at a one-on-one here. And takes the first shot and misses, but it's rebounded by number 10, who hooks the shot up, and it's going to be good. So Landry Sweeney gets the ball back in here to Kelly Callahan. Callahan quickly double-teamed, gets the ball back to Sweeney. Sweeney tries to pass it out to Sidney Taylor and gets it picked off. Number 10 gets a shot up and misses, but it's rebounded that time by number 12, Sidney Taylor of the Bulldogs, who's going to take a coast-to-coast move with a handle on it right down underneath the goal here. And it's going to be picked up by number 14 of the Indians. And she's going to have the ball knocked out of bounds here by Maya Pickup. It'll be Indian ball here out of bounds as we're going to have a timeout here on the Indians. 5:01 left to go here in the second period. It's a 20-10 Indian lead. Again, girls play in the second game tonight. This is homecoming here at the Bulldog Arena. Boys won their game against the Indians by 4 points here earlier in the close ball game. So, we get ready to line up here after this timeout with 5:01 left to go here in the second. All right, so ready to come out here as the Indians get the ball, push it back down court here. They get it out to number 14, takes a long two-point shot, misses, and it's picked up by Landry Sweeney. He's going to push the ball back across mid-court here. The key here, and she's going to be guarded by number 14, so she backs off back towards midcourt. Tosses the ball off to the left-hand side to number 34, Sierra Wiley. Sierra is going to be off the traveling here, so it's going to go back to the Indians here. All right, so get the ball back in bounds here to number 12. Pushes it down court here, number 14. She's looking for 15 down low. Is guarded there by Kelly Callahan. She turns to take the shot and misses, and the ball is going to be, it's going to go out of bounds here, but there's going to be a foul here on the Indians here. It's number 12 of the Indians that is going to foul Sidney Taylor, so Sidney's going to be down. She can get the lineup for two as we're in the bonus here. They line up for one. She gets first shot off. Misses. Rebounded by number 12 of the Indians. As she pushes the ball down court here. Gets it out to number 20, who's trying to drive the ball in the lane. Doesn't have an opening. She gets it back over on the left-hand side of number 12, who drives baseline. Tosses it back across the middle to number 10, who takes the shot and misses. Ball's going to be rebounded there by Landry Sweeney, who's going to push it quickly across midcourt. Tries to go coast to coast. Get the layup up and misses it. It's going to be rebounded by number 10 here. Going back the other way. So they get the ball in over to number 12. She's going to drive the ball in and get the layup here for two. So, and Bulldogs are going to call a timeout here with 3:40 left to go in the second. It's a 22-10 Indian lead here. As the boys won their game this evening 48-44 over the Indians here in the first game. So, 4-point win, number 13 in the state versus number 14. So, nice win by the boys. See if the girls can't get a win on the board here tonight as well. All right, so they come back out on the court here. We got Maya Pickup, Sidney Taylor, Landry Sweeney, Sierra Wiley, and Kelly Callahan on the court here for the Lady Bulldogs. So Callahan will get the ball and toss it inbounds here. She's looking for Landry Sweeney. She bounced past it inbounds to her. Sweeney loses a handle on it, and it's picked up here by the Indians here, and they go up for the shot, and looks like Maya Pickup is going to get called for the foul here. That'll be her third tonight. With 3:36 left to go here in the second. The number 20 comes up the line here, gets ready to shoot. First shot is up and no good. So they're going to rotate my pickup out for Jade Frazier back into the ballgame here. All right, 20 lines up for her second shot or two here. That one's good. So it's a 23-10 lead here. As Landry Sweeney's got the ball, trying to push it down court. She tosses it to Kara Wiley, who's trying to get it across to Callie Callahan. The ball's going to be deflected by number 10, and it's picked up by number 5 of the Indians here. And she takes a three-point shot and misses, and the ball's going to be rebounded by number 34, Kara Wiley, who gets it back across to Callie Callahan, who's trying to drive the ball down deep. She shoots the ball over two defenders and hits the shot for two. Nice shot there by number 23, Callie Callahan. Alright, Indians get the ball back in bounds here. They've got the full court press on here by the Bulldogs as they finally get it across midcourt here, and they've got an open man, number 45 down low, who takes a shot and misses. It's rebounded by Kiara Wiley, who gets it back out to Callahan. Callahan's pushing it down the court here quickly. She tosses the ball out to the right wing to Wiley, and she doesn't have a shot. She gets it back out up top to Landry Sweeney. Landry's going to drive the lane here, try to take the shot. It's going to be blocked, but it's picked up there by number 34 here. Wiley takes a long two-point shot and hits it. They push it right back down the court quickly here as number 5 goes in for a layup and misses it, but it's picked up there and shot by number 10 who hits the two-point. And they're going to call Landry Sweeney down here for traveling with it. As she gets the ball back inbound, so it's going to go back to the Indians who have 2:16 left to go here in the second period. It's a 25-15 Indian lead as they get the ball back out of bounds here. And the Bulldogs are going to rotate Sydney Taylor out and bring Brooklyn Larman in the game here. All right, 20 gets the ball into 12, takes a quick shot and airballs it. But it's rebounded by the Indians, who they get it back out to number 10, and she turns around to pass it, and there's nobody there. So that ball's going to go out of bounds back to the Bulldogs here. So Brooklyn Larman will get the ball and bounce it and throws it in here to Landry Sweeney. Landry brings it across midcourt as the Lady Bulldogs try to get some offense going here. Sweeney tries to drive the ball down deep, doesn't have an open shot. She tosses it out to Lexi Farley at the top of the key. Farley gets it back off to Sweeney. Sweeney's going to take a three-point shot and misses and rebounds her own shot. She goes in for a layup. She's going to hit that shot and gets to go to the line, and she's fouled on the shot here. So, two-point shot there by Sweeney to get the Lady Bulldogs at the 17 here. She lines up for the three-point play, shoots it up, it's in and out of the goal, no good, but it's rebounded by Callie Callahan, who gets the two-point shot. That's going to get the Lady Bulldogs back within six here, as the Indians push it across midcourt here quickly. Number 20 tries to get it down low, but gets cut off there by Brooklyn Larman. She gets it back out to 12, who's trying to get a seam there, can't find one, gets it back out to 20, and Landry Sweeney tries to get a hand in there and steal the ball. Looks like they're going to call her for a foul. Right, so it's going to be a foul here on Landry Sweeney. That'll be her second. So it's going to put 20 at the line here for one-on-one. Or for two, I'm sorry. And she takes the first shot and misses. Ready for the second one. We got 1:14 left to go here in the second. It's a 25-19 Lady Bulldog or Lady Indian lead over your Bulldogs here. Second shot's up. That one's going to miss, but the Lady Indians get the rebound here. They toss it back out up to the top of the key here to number 20, who's going to try to drive it down deep. She's going to be called for a charge right there as Jay Fraser takes the charge. So good job there by Frazier. As the Lady Bulldogs rotate a couple players in and out here, they bring in, it looks like Lake Kirby for Jade Frazier. Callahan gets the ball. She's going to drive it, try to take it all the way down. She does. Shoots a jump shot. It's no good. It takes that rebound today by number 12 of the Indians. So gets the ball out here. We got 50 seconds left to go here in the second. They get it across midcourt here over to number 20. And she passes the ball back out to number 12. Gets it down in the left wing to number 5. She's going to try to drive it across the middle. Passes the ball off to number 30. Takes a shot and misses. And looks like there's going to be a foul down there against the Indians. So Lady Bulldogs get the ball back here. 33.9 seconds to go here. And we're going to come to the line here on that foul. So, all right, Lexi Farley, number 10 for the Lady Bulldogs, comes to the line here to shoot two. All right, her first shot is in. And she gets ready for the second one. It's 25-20 Indian lead here. Lexi shoots the second shot. It's in and out of the goal and picked up by number 5 here. 30 seconds. They push it down the court here. They try to get it down low, and the ball's stolen by Callie Callahan, who tries to get it back across midcourt here and does. And she's going to try to drive it down all the way. She's going to be fouled on the shot. She's coming to the line for two with 20 seconds left to go here in the second. All right, so 10 fouls on each team here in this first half. That's a lot of fouls. All right, Callie takes the first shot and misses here. She's getting ready to line up here for the second shot. 20 seconds left to go. 25-20 Indian lead. Callie takes the second shot. It rolls in and out of the goal here. It's picked up here by an Indian player, but number 31, Lakin Kirby, gets her hands on the ball as well. It's going to be a jump ball. Go back here to the Bulldogs. So Kirby will bring the ball, try to get the ball in with 18 seconds. She gets it to Callie Callahan, who gets it back into Kirby. Kirby turns around, takes a shot, and misses. It's going to be rebounded by number 31 here of the Indians. With 8 seconds, they try to push it across to get a final shot here. Number 20 drives the ball all the way down. She gets it out to number 12 for a 3-point shot. Ball goes in and out of the hoop. It's no good. So that'll be the end of the second period. We're going to halftime here. It's a 25-20 Indian lead, but the Lady Bulldogs came back pretty good here at the end of the second. So hopefully we got a great second half of basketball coming up here. This is Randy Webb live here from the Bulldog Arena. You're listening to J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Instead of watching that television rerun, why not load up the family and join us at Center Cinemas in Grove or Vernita for the latest Hollywood films.
Now showing at the Cinema 6 in Grove, Maze Runner, rated PG-13. Hostiles, rated R. 12 Strong, rated R. The Post, rated PG-13. And The Greatest Showman, rated PG.
Visit CenterCinemas.com for more information and today's showtimes.
Need cash? Looking for a deal? Stop by the newly remodeled L&L Pawn and Gun Shop at 2005 South Main Street in Jay. Tim and the staff will pawn cars, guns, four-wheelers, lawn mowers, and much more. L&L Pawn and Gun Shop has more than 500 firearms and accessories in stock. So if you're needing to pawn an item or looking for something to buy, stop by L&L Pawn and Gun Shop, 918-253-4000. A proud supporter of the Jay Bulldogs.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the J Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and Jay or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844, or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
All right, folks, this is Randy Webb back here at the Bulldog Arena. We're at halftime of the girls' game. It's a 25-20 Catoosa Indian lead over your Lady Bulldogs here at the half. But the Lady Bulldogs came back and played pretty doggone well there in that second quarter here. So hopefully they can keep that trend up and get out of here with a win tonight. Homecoming here at the Bulldog Arena. Boys game's already in the books. They beat the Indians 48-44 tonight to get another win. So we will be back here for the rest of this ball game, the second half here in a few minutes. So make sure and tune in. This is Randy Webb. You're listening to Jay Bulldog Sports Network on SportsFeedOK.com.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you, or your club, or organization, or even your business, is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting. Proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
OCL, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
The Jay Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs basketball season is underway, and the staff at Webb Insurance Agency wishes them the best of luck. Tired of your homeowner's insurance premiums continuing to increase? Visit Webb Insurance in Grove, and we'll explain how we can save you big bucks because our rates don't rise due to storm damage claims. Webb Insurance Agency, auto, home, life, and commercial. Schedule your appointment today, 918-786-8787, or visit us online at webinsuranceagency.net.
Your husband may not know anything about rocket science or going to the moon, but when it comes to a vehicle, he relies on NAPA know-how. NAPA has been providing quality auto parts and service for more than 80 years. Get in on the NAPA know-how this month by stopping by Stevens Auto Parts and Jay for all your auto needs. Make shopping easier. Reserve your items online at NAPAOnline.com and swing by and pick them up. Stevens Auto Parts.
At Lawson's Funeral Home, we understand that dealing with the death of a loved one is one of the hardest things you will ever go through. Our comforting staff will honor or help transfer pre-arrangements from other funeral homes. For more information, visit LawsonsFuneralHomes.com or call 918-253-5100 in Jay or 918-787-2444 in Grove. Lawson's Funeral Homes and Cremation Services. Excellent service at an affordable price.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Jesse James Tire has been your local automotive service center and tire dealer for nearly 40 years. Jesse James Tire provides that individual attention to you and your vehicle every time. Visit them online, jessejamestire.com, and take advantage of their online specials and coupons. Financing available with zero interest or rent to own with no credit check. Jesse James Tire, located north of Jay on Highway 59, 918-253-6499. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and by appointment on Saturdays.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the Jay Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and Jay or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844, or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank. Community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you, or your club, or organization, or even your business, is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting, proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
OCL, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
At the Bank of Grove, we're committed to serving you. When you call during business hours, an actual person will answer the phone, courteously greet you, and assist you with your request. We believe some things cannot be replaced, and personal attention to you is one of them. So if you're looking for a bank with high interest checking, no penalty CDs, and free internet and mobile banking, call the Bank of Grove, 918-787-5900. The Bank of Grove. It's about relationships.
Instead of watching that television rerun, why not load up the family and join us at Center Cinemas in Grove or Vanita for the latest Hollywood films.
Now showing at the Cinema 6 in Grove, Maze Runner, rated PG-13. Hostile, rated R. 12 Strong, rated R. The Post, rated PG-13. And The Greatest Showman, rated PG.
Visit CenterCinemas.com for more information and today's showtimes.
All right, folks, this is Randy Webb back at the Bulldog Arena here as we get ready to tip off this second half of the Lady Bulldog game here. The Lady Bulldogs are down to the Catoosa Indians here, 25-20. Came back and had a pretty good second quarter here to get right back in the middle of this game. So hopefully they can come out here and keep that trend going here as we get ready to start this third period. Boys play the first game tonight since it's homecoming. They got a win, 48-44 here over the Indians. So maybe the Lady Bulldogs here can do the same thing. We're just about ready to get this game back underway here. Alright, so it looks like the Indians will have the ball here out of bounds to get this second here. Alright, so here we go. Number 5, the Indians gets the ball, gets it inbounds here to number 12. As they take it back around to the left hand side, they're looking for the left wing. They get her, but she bounce passes the ball in to number 15 and gets a shot off and misses, and it's rebounded there by number 34, Kiara Wiley. Kiara gets it across midcourt here to Landry Sweeney. Landry Sweeney has the ball here at the top of the key. Gets it over to the left-hand side to my pickup, who shoots a long three and misses, and the ball's going to be rebounded there by number 5 of the Indians, who pushes it all the way back down court. She's going to go for a layup, misses. And the ball's going to be rebounded there by Kelly Callahan. So Kelly gets the ball back across midcourt here. And she's going to drive down and try to get a shot. She does get a little jump shot right under the goal there and hits it for two. So it's a three-point game now. As the Indians get the ball, try to get it back down the court. It's stolen there by number 0, Landry Sweeney, who bounces past this to find a pickup, takes a shot, and misses. But it's rebounded there by Lakin Kirby, who gets the shot in, and it's good. And it's a one-point ball game here. So Indians get the ball. They get it back in bounds here to number 12 as she tries to get it down court here to number 20 across midcourt. So they got number 15 down at about the free throw line, takes a jump shot, and hits it. It's a 27-24 lead. Landry Sweeney tries to get the ball into Callie Callahan. Callie gets it. She's going to push it across midcourt here. And she throws the ball back out to Landry Sweeney. Sweeney drives the ball in, throws it back outside to the Maya pickup, who drains the three-point shot here. So they get the ball back to number 12. It's a tie ball game. She comes down and takes the three-point shot and misses. And that ball's going to be picked up here by Kelly Callahan. And she drives the ball down. She's going to take the three-point shot from the top of the key and hits that one. That's going to give the Lady Bulldogs a three-point lead here. So So they get the ball back in bounds. The number 12 here, the Kansas, she gets it over the 5 on the right-hand wing here, back up at the top of the key. Phelps takes a three-point shot. It's in and out of the goal, and it's going to be rebounded there by Landry Sweeney, who pushes it across midcourt here quickly. She's got number 34 in the left wing there, who goes to take a shot, gets it blocked, but grabs the ball back. They get it back up to the top of the key to Callie Callahan, who takes a three-point shot. And this is rebounded by Maya Pickett. She gets ready to take a shot and has it blocked by number 10, and picked up by number 12 here of the Indians, take it down court here. And she's going to get fouled here. Let's see here. They're going to call that. They're going to call that one on number 34 here, Kiera Wiley, and they're going to put number 12 here at the line for two. So 5:20 left to go in the third. Kind of a wild start to this second half here. It's a 30-27 J Bulldog lead. As number 12 puts the first shot up, and it's good. 30-28 Bulldog lead here. Gets ready to line up here for the second shot. That one's up, and it's good. So it's a 30-29 Bulldog lead as Landry Sweeney gets the ball back in here to Kelly Callahan. Callahan pushes across midcourt here and gets it out to my pickup, who tosses it back up to the top of the key here to Landry Sweeney. Sweeney back to pickup, who dribbles around to the right-hand side. She's got the Kelly Callahan in the right wing, who takes a three-point shot. It's in and out of the goal, and it's rebounded here by Caduceo, who pushes it back down court quickly here. And it's going to be a nice job down there on Maya Pickup to stop the bounce pass, but they're going to say she kicked it, so it's going to be Indian ball here. But it prevented a pretty easy shot right there. So now they're going to take out 34 Kiera Wiley, bring Jay Frazier back in here. But the Indians get the ball out of bounds. They get it back in bounds to number 12 here. And there's going to be a foul called here. It's going to be on number 31, Layton Kirby here. So the Indians will get the ball back out of bounds. They look to him down. If they get it into number 5, she's going to drive on the goal, take a shot here, misses it. And it's going to be out of bounds here, it looks like, on the Bulldogs. So it'll go back to the Indians. All right, so number 20 gets ready to get the ball inbounds here. They're looking for a quick shot. Can't get it, so they get it back out. They throw it back up to the top of the key here. Number 5 takes a three-point shot and hits it, gives the Indians a two-point lead. Sally Callahan gets the ball back into Landry Sweeney, who brings the ball down the court here. She's trying to drive in on the lane. Can't get a shot. She passes it off to Jay Frazier, who drives it in. Tries to go in for the shot here, and the ball's going to be deflected. Out of bounds here on the Indians. So Kelly Callahan will get the ball and throw it back in here. She's got my pickup and gets it back up to the top of the key to Landry Sweeney. She throws it to the right-hand side to Callahan, who takes a three-point shot and misses. It's rebounded here by number 5 of the Indians, and she gets it out to 20 as they push it down across midcourt here. And number 20 is going to dribble the ball on the line as she pressed up against the line here by Callahan and Frazier. So Bulldogs ball back here. And number 5 is going to get called for reaching across the line here. And they're going to give the ball back to Callahan to throw it back in again here. So they get it to Landry Sweeney, and she's going to be fouled by number 5 there. They're really putting the press on, trying to steal that ball away here from Bulldogs. Callahan gets the ball, bounces it into Sweeney this time as they loosen up the coverage here a little bit. So Sweeney gets it across midcourt. She's looking for Maya Pickup, who gets the ball stolen there by number 12. Just dribbles the ball down, takes it the way up there for two. Lady Bulldogs get the ball back. They push it down court. They get it in the left-hand wing to Jay Frazier, takes a three-point shot, misses it. It's rebounded by the Lady Indians. The 34-30 Indian lead here. They get it out to number 12, who takes a three-point shot and misses it on a hair ball. It's rebounded there by the Lady Bulldogs. And they get it back out to Landry Sweeney, who pushes it across midcourt quickly here. but she tried to get some penetration down low, and she's looking for Lake Toby, and Toby gets it on her knees and gets it back out to Kelly Callahan. Callahan's going to drive the middle and try to get a shot. She extends and takes a jump shot, misses, but she's going to be fouled because she's coming to the line for 2 years. 3:17 left to go here in the third. It's a 34-30 Indian lead. All right, Callahan lines up for the first of two shots. She hits the first one. 34-31. Okay, so Callahan's going to line up here for the second shot. Second shot is in and out of the goal and is picked up by number 15 of the Indians as they get the ball back down the court quickly to number 20. And she's going to be cut off there by Jade Frazier as everyone else gets back down the court here. Number 15 looking to get a shot off. She turns and takes about a 12-foot jumper over Lake Kirby and hits it. It's a 36-31 Indian lead. So Landry Sweeney has the ball, pushes across the midcourt here. She's looking to set her offense up. As they're trying to get Kelly Callahan down low here, but she's being guarded pretty well. They get it up top to fine pickup who bounce passes to Callahan. It's stolen by number 12. It goes in. The layup misses the shot, but it's picked up there by number 5, and she gets that shot. So it's a 7-point lead for the Indians here. So as the Indians put the full court press on against Landry Sweeney, she beats it, gets down and takes a jump shot from the free throw line and misses. Ball's going to be on the floor here. They're going to call a jump ball. As the Bulldogs are going to rotate Lexi Farley in for Kelly Callahan, and it looks like Sydney Taylor in for Lake and Kirby. So the Bulldog ball here out of bounds. My pickup's got the ball, trying to get it in. She was looking for Lexi Farley. Overthrows her. The ball bounces around a bit, but it's picked up by Sydney Taylor, who gets it out to try and pick up, shoot the three, and misses. It's rebounded by Jay Frazier, who gets it back up to the top of the key here to Landry Sweeney. Sweeney's looking to try to take a shot here. She gets it out to number 10, Lexi Farley, on the right wing. Farley drives it in baseline, passes the ball off to number 24, Jay Frazier, who gets the shot off there, and it's good. So Indians push it quickly back down the court here. Number 10 takes the shot, misses, but it's rebounded easily by number 15, who takes an open shot there and hits the two. So there'll be a timeout here. Looks like by the Bulldogs here as they were running out of time to get the ball back in bounds. So 1:35 left to go here in the third period. It's a 40-33 Indian lead here. As the Bulldogs came roaring back to get this period started to actually take a 3-point lead. Now they're back down by 7. Alright, so referee's trying to wrap this up here. Lady Bulldogs have Lexi Farley, Sydney Taylor, Maya Pickup, Jade Frazier, and Landry Sweeney on the court here. Sydney Taylor will take the ball and try to get it inbounds here. She's got Jade Frazier here as they're being pressed here pretty heavy by the Indians, but Sweeney gets it back across midcourt here. And she's going to try to drive the goal, can't get it. She passes it off to Maya Pickup, who hands the ball off to Jay Frazier. Frazier gets Sydney Taylor, who dribbles it up, takes a jump shot, misses, gets her own rebound here. But she's surrounded by three defenders, and they're going to get the hands in on the ball. They're going to call a jump ball here, and it's going back through the Indian. So Indian ball here as number 14 gets ready to throw the ball inbound. They got it into the point guard number 5, who brings it across midcourt here. And they get it inside to number 15 and tries to take a shot, but it's deflected, and Maya Pickup gets the ball, and she's going to be called for a travel here. So it's going to be back to the Indians here. 55 seconds left to go here in this third period. Number 14 will look to get the ball inbounds here for the Indians. She's got number 12 on the left wing, takes a 3-point shot, and drains it easily. at the 10-point Indian lead, 48 seconds here as Landry Sweeney gets the ball across midcourt. And she's top of the key, trying to get something set up here. She gets it out to Lexi Farley. Farley gets it back out to Frazier there at the top of the key. She dribbles down, tries to get some penetration, tries to take a layup shot there and cannot get it. It was rebounded here by the Indians. They get it out to number 14. He's looking for number 15 down low here who gets a shot off, but it's rebounded there by Lexi Farley. Gets the ball, dribbles it back down court quickly. She's looking for a shot. She gets a little jumper, and it rolls in and out of the goal. It's going to be rebounded here by the Indians. And they're going to call a foul here, it looks like, on Lexi Farley, I believe. Yeah, see, Lexi Farley with the foul. Indians get the ball back inbound. 8 seconds, 7. They try to drive it back across the court here. Look for the final shot here. They get it out to number 12. Shoots a long three-point shot. It's off the front of the goal. No good here. So that'll be the end of the third period here from the Bulldog Arena. It's a 43-33 Indian lead over your Lady Bulldogs as we get ready to head to the fourth period. This is Randy Webb. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Need cash? Looking for a deal? Stop by the newly remodeled L&L Pawn and Gun Shop at 2005 South Main Street in Jay. Tim and the staff will pawn cars, guns, four-wheelers, lawn mowers, and much more. L&L Pawn and Gun Shop has more than 500 firearms and accessories in stock. So if you're needing to pawn an item or looking for something to buy, stop by L&L Pawn and Gun Shop, 918-253-4000. A proud supporter of the Jay Bulldogs.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
All right, folks, we're back here as Lady Bulldogs get the ball back to start the fourth here as we get it inbounds here. Landry Sweeney gets the ball into Callie Callahan, drives the ball down, tries to get a shot, and she is going to miss that shot, but it's going to be rebounded by number 24 there, Jay Frazier. He's going to get fouled. So Frazier will line up here at the free throw line for two. It's a 43-33 Indian lead. It's a back and forth here in the second half. The Bulldogs came out, actually got up by three after a few three-point shots here. Now they're down by 10 here. Frazier takes the shot, takes the second shot, and misses here, but there's going to be another foul here. They're going to call that on the Bulldogs here. Looks like Lakey Kirby's going to get her second foul. All right, Lady Indians get the ball, get it back across midcourt. Number 5, the point guard, drives down, looking for number 15 across the middle. She's got her. She gets the 2-point shot up and good over two defenders here. Lady Bulldogs push the ball back down the court. They're looking for Lakey Kirby down low. Jay Frazier gets the pass into her. It's going to be in and out of the goal. No good, but there's going to be a foul on that play. All right, that's going to be on number 14 of the Indians. So the Lady Bulldogs get the ball back out of bounds here. Maya Pickett tries to get it in. Here she's looking for Lakey Kirby, tries to bounce pass it into her. It's stolen by number 5 of the Indians, who pushes the ball down court quickly to number 20. But she's cut off there by Landry Sweeney, so she has to bring it back out past the 3-point line. They're looking down on the left wing for number 10. She gets the ball. Gets it in to number 15, who tries to pass it to number 20, and that ball picked off by Maya Pickup. And the Lady Bulldogs push the ball back across midcourt here. They get the ball into Jay Frazier, who tries to drive in for a layup and misses the shot. It's rebounded by number 10 here, the Indians, who gets number 5, who goes all the way down to shoot a layup over Callie Callahan of 50. Lady Bulldogs get the ball back. They pass it down and stolen on their end of the court here by number 12 of the Indians here. So Indians have the ball back, 6:36 here left to go in the fourth period. They're up by 12, so Lady Bulldogs got to get going here. They get it out to number 10, takes a 3-point shot, misses here. It's picked up here by number 10 that she gets taken away by Landry Sweeney, who drives the ball all the way across midcourt here. She's going to toss the ball out to Maya, pick up at the three-point line, takes a shot, misses. It's rebounded there by number 12, the Indians, who quickly pushes it down to number 5 for a shot. It's open, but she doesn't take the shot here, and they get it back out at the top of the key to number 20. He's guarded here by Landry Sweeney. So they're trying to kind of slow it down here. Up by 12 with 5:52 left to go here in the fourth. Number 12 has the ball here. She drives it around, gets it down to number 20 over in the left wing. Can't get anything going, so they bring it back out to the top of the key here to number 15. So then they get it, try to get it inside to number 12. She can't get anything. Tosses it back to the left hand side of number 10, who's smothered there by Jay Frazier. Frazier tries to steal the ball from her. She finally gets it back up to number 20, who tries to drive it inside for a shot. Can't get it. Keep passing the ball around here. They can't get anything down deep. And now they're going to get a foul here, it looks like, by Jay Frazier. All right, Lady Bulldogs rotate a couple players in, keep them fresh here. Number 34, Kiera Wiley, and number 12, Sydney Taylor, are coming in for number 11, Maya Pickup, and number 31, Lakey Kirby. The Indians get the ball out of bounds here. Point guard number 5 has got the ball out, guarded by number 0, Landry Sweeney here. They get it down in the left-hand wing, but they can't get anything going, so number 20 brings it back out. They toss it to number 5. She drives across the middle. She's looking to get somebody open. Can't get them. And she passes the ball out here to number 10 and gets a two-point shot. So it's a 47-33 game here. The Lady Bulldogs get the ball to Kelly Kelly, and she tries to drive it all the way down. She's going to be fouled on the shot here, so she's coming to the line for two. Alright, so it'll be a fourth foul here on number 20 of the Indians. Callahan lines up, hits first shot. Makes it a 47-34 Indian lead here. Yes, she gets ready here for the second shot, and that was good as well. So 47-35 here. Indians get the ball back. Inbounds here as the Bulldogs try to press them on defense here, but they get it across midcourt. Pass it around the top of the key here. They got it down on the right wing here. Trying to get it inside to number 15, who bounces it in to number 5, who gets the shot off and hits the two-pointer there. Jay Frazier gets the ball out of bounds, tosses it in to Landry Sweeney. He tries to get it across midcourt. She's got Kelly Callahan, who drives in, takes about a 10-foot jumper and misses. It's rebounded here by number 12 of the Indians, who goes all the way down. It gets cut off there by Callahan. And she tries to pass the ball out to number 5, and that ball's going to be picked up by number 12 here, Sydney Taylor, who's going to go down and hit the two-point layup, but she's going to be fouled on that. So she's going to line up, try to make this a three-point play here. So that gets the Lady Bulldogs here within 12, 49-37 here, with 3:56 left to go in the game. And Taylor hits the shot to make it a three-point play, so it's an 11-point deficit here for your Bulldogs. Some confusion here. Okay, it looks like... All right, they're going to give the Indians the ball back out of bounds here as they try to get it in. The Lady Bulldogs are pressing hard here on this drive. Number 12 has the ball. She's guarded here by Landry Sweeney. As they get it to number 5 here and tosses it to number 14 and gets it back to number 5 down on the right wing here. They're just trying to keep the ball away from the Lady Bulldogs here as much as they can this lead. So they get it to number 14, who tosses all the way back across the court to number 5. They get it down to number 12 in the left-hand wing. 12 throws it back out to the top of the key here to 14. He gets it back out to number 5. And she's going to try to drive in for a shot. Gets cut off there by number 12, Sydney Taylor. She drives baseline here, gets the shot off. It goes in and out of the goal here. False grab by Landry Sweeney, who can get a couple of hands in there on it. Looks like they're going to call a jump on that. And the ball's going to go back to the Indians here. 2:58 left to go. They're going to rotate out Sidney Taylor and bring in Brooklyn Larmel here. All right, 14 gets the ball into 15, takes a jump shot. It's in and out of the goal. It's rebounded there by Lexi Farley. Lexi pushing the ball across the midcourt here. And gets it over to Landry Sweeney, who tosses it off to Callie Callahan, who drains the three-pointer. Gets the Lady Bulldogs back within 8, 49-41 here. The Indians get the ball back out to number 5 here. She's going to try to drive down, get a shot. Doesn't have one. She tosses it to the left wing to number 10. Who doesn't have a shot. Now they're going to bring it back out to the top of the key to number 14, then to number 12. Trying to get number 15 down low for a shot here, and she's going to be fouled. Okay, so that's going to be a foul on number 34 here, Kiara Wiley, but it's not on the shot, so it'll be Indian ball back out of bounds here with 2:19 left to go. They get the ball inbound to number 12. He tosses it back up at the top of the key to 10 or 20 here as the Lady Bulldogs have got to get the ball back here. So 20 just running around here, mid-court area. Finally gets it over to number 12, who gets 14 down on the right wing here. Back out to the top of the key to number 20. She's guarded by Lexi Farley here. And they're just really playing keep away. 1:49 left to go in the ball game here. The Lady Bulldogs just can't get anything going here. They're going to call number 34, Kiara Wiley, for a foul. And that's going to put 15 here at the line. And it looks like there's going to be a timeout. Bulldogs here with 1:46 left to go in the fourth period. Lady Bulldogs down 49-41 as the Indians will come back with the free throw shooter at the line here. Quick timeout here. A lot of Bulldog fans out here tonight for homecoming. Very, very few Catoosa fans out here for this ball game tonight. Once again, the boys' game was played earlier. Your boys won 48-44 here to get another victory this week after a pretty exciting victory Tuesday night over Inola. Lady Bulldogs were down by quite a bit early in the second quarter. They kind of came roaring back to get 10-5 as they came out after halftime. Actually got a three-point lead and then got back down by as many as about 15. And now they're back within 8, 1:46 left to go here. Number 15 for the Indians lines up here for the one-on-one. And shot's up and it's good. It's a 50-41 game here. She lines up for the second shot. Second shot is in and out of the goal. It's going to be picked up there by Kiara Wiley, who gets it over to Landry Sweeney. Sweeney pushes it quickly across midcourt here. Lady Bulldogs got to get some shots off here. So get the ball over to number 23, Callie Callahan, who tries to take a shot and has it blocked. It's picked up by number 34, Kiara Wiley. They get it over to Sydney Taylor. She's going to drive in for a shot, and it's going to be no good. It's going to be rebounded here by the Lady Indians, and they get it all the way back down to there into the court. Number 12 down in the right-hand wing, and she's going to be covered there by number 34, Kiara Wiley, and they're going to call Kiara for a foul right here. So number 12 will come to the line here for a one-on-one with 1:14 left to go in the fourth here with a 9-point Catoosa lead, 50-41. She lines up, hits the first shot. That's going to give them a 10-point lead, 51-41. All right, next shot's up, and it's good. So now it's going to be just down to Lady Bulldogs are going to have to foul to get the ball here enough to get enough points to get back in there. So Landry Sweeney has the ball. She's going to drive down, try to get a shot. She's going to lose a handle on it, but it's going to be deflected out of bounds by number 20 of the Indians here. So Kelly Callahan will get the ball out of bounds here, gets it back in to Sydney Taylor, who gets it back at the top of the key to Landry Sweeney. Here, Landry takes a three-point shot, misses. It's going to be rebounded by number 15. But she tries to get it out to number 12. Sweeney steals the ball, gets it to number 34, Kiara Wiley, who takes a three-point shot, but it hits the back of the goal here. Indians get the ball. They're going to push it back down the court. 40 seconds left to go in this ball game. And number 20 is going to get fouled here by Kelly Callahan. And with 38 seconds left to go here, so it'll send 20 to the line here. So the Lady Bulldogs are just about out of time. 20 comes in for the one-on-one here. Gets ready for that first shot. First shot's up, and it's good. It's a 53-41 Indian lead here. And they rotate Kiara Wiley out and bring their one of their better three-point shooters in here, Maya Pickup. All right, second shot's up here, and it's good. So 54-41 here. Maya Pickup inbounds the ball to Landry Sweeney. Landry pushes it across midcourt here. They're going to get some shots off quick. And it's a Kelly Callahan who drives in, takes the jumper, and misses it. It's going to be rebounded. Well, number 15 gets the, looks like she's going to get the rebound. She gets, and it looks like number 10, Lexi Farley, gets her hands in there to make it a jump ball. So Bulldogs are going to get the ball back here out of bounds on the jump. My Pickup goes to throw the ball in here. She gets it in to Kelly Callahan. Nice pass. Kelly gets it up for a two-point shot. 54-43, 18 seconds left to go here. As the Lady Bulldogs have a full-court press on, Indians get the ball back across midcourt there. There's going to be a foul by number 12 here, the Bulldogs. So they're going to send number 14 to the line here, 12.9 seconds left to go in this ballgame. Lady Indians have a 54-43 lead here. As number 14 will come in for two shots here. First shot is up and no good. And here's the second shot. It is up and no good. It's rebounded there by Lexi Farley, who gets it back to Landry Sweeney. Landry's going to drive it down. Try to drive it into the goal. She tosses it back outside to Sydney Taylor. Takes a three-point shot and misses. The ball's going to be rebounded by number 12 of the Indians, and that's going to be the end of this ball game. So, Lady Bulldogs go down tonight, 54-43, to the Indians here to end this homecoming tonight. Once again, the boys team wins 48-44 tonight over the Cadusa Indians. So that's all we got for tonight. Don't forget the Bulldogs play at Grove tomorrow night. So tune back in for that. This is Randy Webb signing off here from the Bulldog Arena. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
You're listening to the J America Radio Network. Your favorite hits from the 70s and 80s.